Columbus Clippers are on the air.
Well, here's a ground ball toward the middle. That's going to be stopped by Clement. Backhand flip to the shortstop. Velasquez on to first. Double play of the season.
It's time for the Spectrum pregame show. Try the Spectrum Mobile Savings Calculator today, and you could save hundreds. Visit SpectrumMobile.com/save.
Lifts it in the air to left field. Long run over toward the line. He lays out and makes the catch like Superman.
Now, let's head to the ballpark. Here's the voice of the Columbus Clippers, Ryan Mitchell.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another edition of Columbus Clippers Baseball. I'm Ryan Mitchell. Glad to have you along today. It is game five of a six-game series here at Salem Field in Buffalo, New York. And this series is tied two games apiece. They've gone back and forth every other day in this one so far. The constant, though, has been the Clippers falling way behind in the early innings. Buffalo put them down 4-0 each of the first two games, 5-0 in game three, and 6-0 yesterday. And in yesterday's ball game, the Clippers were not able to light the lamp at all. They were shut out by a 6-0 final score. As a result, the Clippers are still in second place, but now 3.5 games behind the Nashville Sounds, who won yesterday. The Sounds are 73-47, the Clippers 69-50 on the year. Buffalo was in fifth place yesterday, but things are so tight in the East, they jumped up two spots with the victory. They're 2.5 games behind both Durham and Lehigh Valley. The Iron Pigs and Bulls are 67-54, Buffalo 64-56. Peyton Battenfield takes the hill for the Clippers today against Thomas Hatch for the Bisons. We'll have the starting lineups and first pitch coming your way after this.
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Hi, I'm calling with the asterisk free checking from your commercial. How long does the free trial run before fees start?
Oh, our asterisk-free checking is always free to open and never requires a minimum balance.
Really? Never? Like never ever?
Yep, never ever.
That's actually fantastic. Thanks.
Thank you for banking with Huntington.
Learn more at Huntington.com/checking. Welcome to Huntington.
Hey, Columbus fans, America's pastime is back for 2022. While you're busy packing the seats to see the future of baseball, Amazon is packing your deliveries, and they have jobs near you. With flexible schedules and a convenient location, you'll love working there. You'll also get competitive pay, great benefits, and career advancement opportunities, all while working with other team players. To learn more about the jobs near you, visit amazon.com/home team. Go Clippers!
You've been listening to the Spectrum pregame show.
Soft serve pop up into shallow center field. Out is Velasquez. He makes the catch, and the Clippers are Governor's Cup champions.
It's almost game time. Let's go back out to the ballpark.
And here we are at Salem Field, almost set for the first pitch for tonight's ballgame. A beautiful day here in Buffalo, New York. 77 degrees will be your game time temperature with winds coming out of the north-ish at 8 miles per hour. Almost no clouds. Sunny skies here. And game time conditions are, of course, presented by the Ohio Lottery. You can be at Huntington Park for next Fantastic Friday, September 16th against Omaha. You could be the winner of an Ohio Lottery scratch-off game. Donato's brings you the starting lineups. Fans, the Pep 150 is back with more bang for your pepperoni buck. Now get a large Pep 150 for just a dollar more than a large pepperoni pizza. And the lineups look very much like this. Will Brennan will lead things off. He'll be in center field, followed by the shortstop, Brian Rocchio. Then it's Bo Naylor. He's the catcher batting third. Gabriel Arias at first base will do the cleaning up for the Clippers tonight. George Valera in left field. He'll be the five hitter. Nolan Jones bats sixth in right. Ernie Clement will be the second baseman. Clement batting seventh. The eight hitter is David Fry. He's at third base. Trenton Brooks, the DH, rounds out the Clippers' batting order. For Buffalo, it's Otto Lopez, the shortstop, leading off. Spencer Horwitz, the DH, bats second. Zach Collins, third at first. Rafael Antigua has been very good on the infield, but tonight he's in left and doing the cleaning up, followed by Nathan Lucas in center field. Yoshi Tsutsugo is in right, batting sixth in the bottom third of the Buffalo batting order. Is Stevie Berman, the catcher, Colin Large at second base, and L.J. Talley at third base. The Bisons just now taking the field. It is a Marvel superhero night here in Buffalo. The home white pants for the Bisons and Captain America-themed jerseys. The Clippers in the road gray pants, crimson jersey tops. navy cap with the red brim and the Sea Anchor logo on the crown. Thomas Hatch leads the team out onto the field. Hatch is one of just two Buffalo pitchers who can be called quote-unquote starters that can go deep into the ballgame. Now, the Clippers beat the other one the other day, Casey Lawrence, and Lawrence has a case for being the best pitcher in the International League this year, but his last start was his worst of the season, allowing a season-high 5 runs to the Clippers in a Columbus 9-6 victory. So we'll see if Columbus can turn that trick against another starter. Thomas Hatch, 27 years of age, 20 starts, 7-6 with a 4.57 earned run average. He's had a few clunkers this year, but by and large, he's been very good, including a start against Columbus. In the first game of a doubleheader back on May 28th, Buffalo got the win, and he's the man who earned the decision, going 5 2/3 innings. He allowed 2 runs on 7 hits. Now, the 7 hits is the third most he has allowed in a game this year. He's allowed 9 twice and 8 once. So I guess technically it's his fourth highest game total. He did not allow any home runs at Huntington Park. He walked nobody. He struck out 7, throwing 91 pitches. Lately, he's been pretty good. When you look at the earned runs over his last 3 outings, it is 0, 2, and 1. Now, 4 runs scored against Lehigh Valley in his last start, but again, only one of them earned over 5 innings. He started the first and last game of that series against the Iron Pig, starting game 5 here tonight. And we are just about set for baseball. He's gone through his allotment of warm-up tosses. And Will Brennan will dig into the left-handed batter's box. Brennan comes up hitting 306 on the year. Here's the wind of the pitch. And a swing and a miss at a fastball for strike one. The game is underway at 6:07, a couple minutes behind our scheduled start time tonight. Brennan, as most hitters do in this day and age, faces an overshift, but he hits it the other way to third base. L.J. Talley has it on a hop, throws across the diamond, and that's in time for out number one. Talley was playing in about even with the bag, and Brennan tried to go the other way with it, but hit it softly. And that's, you know, listen, Will Brennan's a good hitter. And when people say, well, we shouldn't worry about banning the shift, we should force hitters to try and put it where they ain't, much easier said than done. Here's Ryan Rocchio, switch hitter batting left-handed, takes a called strike over the inside corner, and it's 0-1 to the Clippers shortstop. Rocchio batting 318 on the year. Takes a breaking ball down from Hatch for ball one. Hatch has been better here at home than on the road. ERA is 2 full runs less. Rocchio swings and grounds one to second base. Large has it. Goes on to first in time. 2 quick outs now. Hatch at Salem Field on the season. 3 wins, 2 losses, a 3.68 earned run average. On the road, he's got a winning record at 4-3, but his ERA is 5.71. More than 2 runs higher. Here's Bo Naylor. Open stance in the left-handed batter's box. The wind, the pitch, and a fastball high and away makes it 1-0. Clippers again heavily left-handed tonight. 5 lefties, 3 righties, and 1 switch hitter. Next pitch misses well outside. 2 balls and nothing. Naylor, the Mississauga, Ontario native, gets to hear his home country's national anthem before every game here in Buffalo. He swings in the 2-0 and grounds it right to Cullen Large. 3 hops, 3 easy outs for the Buffalo Bisons here in the top of the first inning. They're coming up in the bottom of the first in a scoreless contest.
Switch to Spectrum Mobile and get unlimited data for only $29.99 per month each when you get 2 or more lines. You could save hundreds on your mobile bill. Plus, there are no added taxes, hidden fees, and no contracts. Try the Spectrum Mobile Savings Calculator today, and in 3 easy steps, you'll see how much you could save. Visit SpectrumMobile.com/save. Offer valid for new customers on 2 or more unlimited lines. Spectrum Internet required. Restrictions apply. Visit SpectrumMobile.com for details.
All right, Pepsi-loving football fans, it's time we had a lesson in trash talk. And I'm not talking about that stuff that happens on the field. What I'm talking about is trash, and it's the only thing that belongs in your garbage can. Now, recycling might not be as thrilling as converting a fourth and long, but next time you're thinking about throwing that Pepsi Zero Sugar bottle away, just cap it back up and pretend you're down by six with the recycling bin wide open. Know the difference? Make a difference. Be a team player and recycle. Visit PepsiTrashTalk.com to learn more.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Well, the Clippers have gone 0-for-5 in this series in run scoring in the first inning. Buffalo, meanwhile, has put up crooked numbers in the first inning in three of the first four games. Yesterday, they didn't score in the first or second, but they blew up for three runs in the third and three in the fourth. They didn't score again, but they didn't need to in a 6-0 win against Columbus. Clippers starters have been generally solid all year long, but this series, it has been a rough go for them. Peyton Battenfield is going to try and bring that to an end here. The big right-hander has faced Buffalo once, and it was the appearance where he went 5 2/3 innings, gave up only six hits, but four runs scored against him. Battenfield has been very good over his last few turns through the Clippers rotation. Starting on July 30th against Louisville, he gave up two runs over six innings, then one run over seven to Rochester, and six shutout innings against the Toledo Mudhens last time out. Struck out a season-high eight and goes to work here and throws one. It looked to be very, very good for ball one. Everybody kind of paused there. Didn't get the call. Here's a high fly ball to right field, but not deep and right in the general area of Nolan Jones. He shuffles his feet, makes the catch, and there's one away. Darius Gotti calling the balls and strikes today. Luis Hernandez, the umpire at first base. Nate Tomlinson, the crew chief at second. And Alex Tosi at third. Spencer Horwitz, the designated hitter, stands in. Batting .254 on the season. Two homers. Eight batted in. Lefty batter swings at the first pitch and fouls it off his leg. Battenfield from Tulsa, Oklahoma, 6'4", 224-pounder. He's been in the Clippers rotation almost all season long. He had a call up to the major leagues where he did not pitch. And was not added to the 40-man roster. It was when the Guardians went north of the border to take on the parent club of these Buffalo Bisons, the Toronto Blue Jays. James Karinchak was not able to make the trip. And so, because it was a COVID protocol situation, they didn't have to add Battenfield to the 40-man roster. He was up there during the series. Said he had a great experience just being around the team, even though he didn't get to pitch in a major league game. Horwitz fouls away the 0-2. Count stays the same. So it was a good experience, obviously, for Battenfield to be in that environment. Fastball off the inside corner. One ball, two strikes. Battenfield's been pretty consistent this year. He deals, and it's fouled away. There have been only two occasions in which he has allowed more than four runs in an outing, and two others where he allowed four exactly. So you're talking about 22 starts this year, and 18 of those he has given up three runs or fewer. It's pretty good. Next offering, hit on the ground, and that is past Gabriel Arias and into right field for a base knock. Arias gave it a look, but it was well out of even his range. And he's a shortstop that can go get it now. So it's a clean single for Horwitz. He's aboard with one down for Zach Collins. Battenfield had one start against Toledo back on July 24th, where we gave up six runs over three innings. That was easily his worst start of the year. First pitch to Collins, swung on and missed for strike one. After the season really kind of got started, after his third start of the year, he has not gone fewer than five innings in any appearance. He's thrown as many as eight. He's the only Clipper to throw 100 pitches this year. He threw 102 against Nashville on July the 8th. Deals to Collins and gets a called strike on the inside corner, 0-2. In this day and age, starting pitchers, particularly in the minor leagues, almost never get to 100 pitches. The 0-2. Collins looks at a curveball right there for a called third strike. He was walking away. Darius Ghani was standing stock still and then finally started the lawnmower. It's one of a broadcaster's pet peeves. The home plate umpire with a delayed strike call. Two down and a man at first base. Battenfield now goes to work on Rafael Lantigua, who hits one softly up the middle. It's the shortstop. Rocchio picking it up and flinging across the infield in time for out number three. Spencer Horwitz has a single, but nothing else for the Bisons. We have played an inning at Salem Field. There is no score.
Hit the road in style this summer in the all-new 2022 Mitsubishi Outlander from Columbus Mitsubishi North. Get a sleek exterior and award-winning interior with seating for seven, plus an industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. Drive one today with a 2.9% APR for 36 months during the summer sales event at Columbus Mitsubishi North on North High in Worthington. Visit us at columbusmitsu.com or see dealer for details. Offer ends 9/30/22.
Stay cool this summer. Star Heating and Cooling Products and American Air offer no payments and no interest financing for 12 months with approved credit. Call American Air at 614-851-0099 or visit AmericanAirHeating.com for more information. American Air, protecting your comfort for over 30 years.
We need someone to be there, knowing they'll always care. Someone who lights your way each and every day. Doing what you love is everything, so we can celebrate the joy it brings. There's so much to protect in our lives. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Heather was very familiar with her neighborhood, but one day she stopped at the stop sign and she wasn't even really sure where she was at.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
No score, one in the books. Clippers and Buffalo Bisons playing the fifth game of this six-game series. Tomorrow will be the final matchup of the regular season between these two clubs. The Clippers cannot win the season series. Buffalo took five out of six at Huntington Park. All low-scoring, close games. They've not really been low-scoring here in this one. Before last night, they were generally close. First pitch called, strike to Gabriel Arias. I guess more accurately, the Clippers' wins have been relatively close, 11-10 and 9-6. Buffalo's won 6-2 and 6-0. Arias takes another called strike. This one over the outside corner from Thomas Hatch. And the first baseman quickly in an 0-2 hole. Here comes the pitch. And he checked his swing at a high offering just barely, as the appeal on the first base side is denied. Get a look at the replay here. Ooh, the Clippers caught a break. Replay made it look like Arias had gone around. Next offering is low, 2-2. Arias, a shortstop by trade and a good one. Looks at a breaking ball down to fill the count. But over the past couple of weeks, Arias has been bouncing around, playing in the outfield and playing at first base. Payoff pitch. Hit in the air to right field. Sinking pop-up will be caught on the run by Yoshi Tsutsugo for out number one. Well, when you're talking about highly rated prospects, and Arias is one of them, when something changes, that usually means the big club has a plan in place. Now, Arias already this year has played second base and third base. He played third last year as well a little bit. But a stark departure, first base, outfield, usually means that there is a plan. Try and do something specific with the player. George Valera at the plate, swings and fouls away the first offering. Hatch goes right back to it, misses high and away. Valera, two home runs in this series. They both came in the same game. That Clippers 9-6 win. The 1-1. Grounded foul on the first base side. When you talk about plans for high level, meaning AAA, highly rated prospects, that often coincides with what happens to rosters in September. Valera waits, he swings, and it's a ground ball right to the second baseman. Large has had plenty of business over there, throws him out. Two gone, bases empty for Nolan Jones. Clippers yesterday had only two hits. The leadoff man, Bo Naylor, had a hit, and an odd one at that. He hit it foul on the third base side. It was into the grass in foul territory, but had so much spin it ran back into fair ground. And he beat it out for a base hit. And then the Clippers had a hit in the ninth inning as well, but could not score. First pitch to Nolan Jones, who's in for a strike. Jones has two home runs in this series. Next pitch bounces in. Jones got a late start to the season because of a back strain and then got a promotion to the major leagues. So he still doesn't even have 130 plate appearances here for Columbus. Swings here, bangs one to center field. Line drive will fall in front of Nathan Lucas. Hard hit, opposite field shot. Jones with those two home runs, he hasn't pulled one yet. One was an opposite field shot to left center, and the other was to the left of straightaway center field, the deepest part of the ballpark. So he's having success going the other way. He's got the first Clippers hit of the ball game, and it brings up Ernie Clement, the second baseman. Now the Guardians, like most major league clubs, do not show their cards before they announce decisions. Here's a called strike, 0-1. So there's no way to know from an outside perspective whether or not what they're doing with Gabriel Arias defensively to try and round him out means that they want him up there in September and they want him to be able to be versatile. Here's the 0-1. And it's a fastball at the knees for a called strike. But certainly based on teams' behavior in the past, it seems to fit that sort of pattern. Quick throw to first, and Jones is back with a head-first dive. Same could be said for Cody Morris, pitching only one inning out of the bullpen the other day instead of what he has been doing, building himself back up on this injury rehab assignment, trying to go farther and farther into games, three and a third, four innings. 0-2, runner goes. That ball's hit by Clement, high in the air to left field, but not deep. Lantigua drifts back as the wind pushes it a bit, and he'll stay with it to make the catch for out number three. Clippers get a hit, but no runs. We've played an inning and a half here in Buffalo, New York. There's no score.
They say one great thing leads to another. And that's especially true when you visit a Great Clips salon. When you sit down for a haircut with the skilled and friendly stylist at one of our thousands of convenient Great Clips locations, they'll not only make your hair look great, they'll make you feel great too. And that's something you can't help but share with the world. Download our online check-in app today and opt in to get a ready next text when you're up next. Great Clips. It's going to be great.
I'm Ryan Mitchell, the voice of the Columbus Clippers, here to tell you about White Claw Hard Seltzer. Crafted using seltzer water, 5% alcohol, and a hint of fruit flavor. Available in a variety of fruit flavors, including black cherry, mango,
watermelon, and strawberry. White Claw Hard Seltzer is your open invitation to escape to pure enjoyment, whatever that means for you. Made simple, because fun always is. When the question is, should we say, let's. White Claw Hard Seltzer.
At Hollywood Casino, surround yourself with winning. Celebrate a decade of winning with us. Hit the gaming floor where your next jackpot awaits. With nearly 2,000 of the hottest slots and Columbus's only spot for table games, the action never ends. Grab a quick bite, treat yourself to fine dining, or catch a live show. Join in on the celebration of fun, excitement, and jackpots. HollywoodColumbus.com. Must be 21 years or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
No score, bottom two. Buffalo coming up against Peyton Battenfield. Fans, if you are listening to tonight's Clippers game in your automobile, driving around, thanks for being with us. Please take a moment, make sure that that safety belt is buckled. A message brought to you by the Ohio Department of Public Safety. If you're not buckled up, it's holding you back. Lefty batting Nathan Lucas to lead things off. He's hit well in this series, and like Nolan Jones, he has done the bulk of his damage the opposite way. Two opposite field home runs, opposite field ground rule double. Swings and tries to pull the 1-0 pitch and fouled it off. Lucas batting .294 all told on the season. Pitch to him. Battenfield rears back and fires a fastball, but it's high 2-1. Earlier start time today with the 6:07 was our actual first pitch. Next offering from Battenfield is high, so we do have some sun down on the field. Most of the field is in shadows, but a band of sunlight on the diagonal going shallow on the right side into the left field corner. Next pitch, that's in for a called strike. All the defenders are in shadow. George Valera in left field is standing right on the edge of that diagonal band of sunlight. Next offering, swing and a miss. Good change of pace. Lucas down on strike. Second K for Battenfield. Salem Field nestled into downtown Buffalo, a couple of blocks away from HSBC Arena, the home of the Buffalo Sabres. You actually see the top of the arena beyond the right field corner. First pitch, fastball, in for a called strike. Because of where we are in downtown, very close to some of the tall buildings, you don't get a lot of sunshine on the field during play. Next pitch on 0-1, a swing and a miss at a high fastball, 0-2. Yoshi Tsutsugo, the right fielder, trails in the count against Battenfield. Base is empty. One away, no score in the bottom of the second inning. Clippers righty, rocks and fires. Curveball misses the outside corner, 1-2. There are several downtown stadiums in the International League. That's been sort of the new movement, although this is not a new ballpark. Next pitch, swung on and fouled away. Toledo in the early 2000s put theirs in downtown, but sort of on the edge of where a lot of the office buildings are. And the sun sets on the opposite side, so you don't get that shade into the ballpark. Huntington Park is similar. Not really nestled in the downtown area of the arena district. There's the wind by Battenfield and the 2-2 pitch. Fouled away. Charlotte, of course, is in uptown Charlotte. They don't call it downtown down there. Again, the 2-2. Breaking ball. Low. Battenfield does a little hop out on the mound. He knows he made a great pitch right there. Curveball. Oh, replay shows Battenfield has a case. Next pitch, off speed, and that is just a tick low. With a changeup after the curveball, trying to get Tsutsugo to chase after it, and he wouldn't do it. So there's a man on and a man out, and Stevie Berman to the plate.
Catcher number 10.
Now, home plate umpire is hearing it from the Clippers dugout already. Clippers in double play position as the first pitch comes into Berman low and away. Check of the runner at first. Tsutsugo isn't going to try and steal too many bases. Fastball here is called low for ball one. Ball two. Badfield's doing a really good job keeping the ball down, but he's not getting that call at the knees. Next pitch. Just off the outside corner, maybe. So what we're seeing here from Darius Scotty, the home plate umpire, at least in the early going, is a very tight strike zone. We had that last night until about the seventh inning, and then it ballooned up pretty good. 3-0 pitch. Inside for ball four. So back-to-back walks issued by Battenfield. And he looks a little bit frustrated right now out on the mound. And Rigo Beltran's going to come out and try and cool him down a little bit. Brian Rocchio, Ernie Clement, they're going to get in on the conversation. And now the corner infielders come in as well as Rigo Beltran gets to the top of the hill. Now there is a clock on mound visits this year, just like there's a clock on basically everything else. And so the home plate umpire is making his way slowly out toward the hill. He knows what's waiting for him there. And Rigo Beltran is now directing his attention to the home plate umpire as the meeting is finally broken up. So regardless of the strike zone, the situation is this. Two on, only one out, and Battenfield is going to have to bull up his neck here and find a way through this Buffalo Bison's batting order. First pitch is a called strike to Cullen Large. Last night, the bottom third of the order did the bulk of the damage for Buffalo. That's where they are right now. Next pitch swung on and fouled away, 0-2. Check the runner at second base by Battenfield. Now the pitch, it's lifted foul out of play down the left field line. That'll be a souvenir. Goes all the way to the upper deck, bounces off a seat back right through the hands of a gentleman that went down there to get a ball for his kid and bounds all the way back down to the main seating bowl, and that fella is never going to live that down. Again, the 0-2. Hard ground ball towards second base. Clement's got it. Throws to first. Rocchio will take it and not make a relay. Clement spun 180 degrees and made the throw. And Rocchio had to make sure because it wasn't as strong a throw as it looked like it might have been. Sort of a changeup. Rocchio had to make sure that he held the bag. And it kind of killed his momentum. So he did not throw to first base to try and get the double play. So the fielder's choice goes 4-6. They're on the corners now. And the nine-hitter L.J. Talley to the plate. Tough play for Clement to try and start a double play on because he was going away from the second base bag and a little bit toward right field. So to spin and make a hard, accurate throw, not an easy thing to do. First pitch of ball. The next coming. And it's off the outside corner. 2-0 to Talon. LJ Talley, 276 batting average, 4 homers and 24 batted in, has a chance to help his team do what they have done all 4 games, and that's jump out to an early lead. The pitch. Broken bat, flare, he's going to do it. It's going to fall into center field, a base knock, and Talley makes it 1-0 Buffalo. He'll need a new bat next time up, but that one will die a hero. And brings Otto Lopez to the plate. Boy, Battenfield made a pretty good pitch there. Moved it in on the hands at the last moment with some good late movement. Kept it off the barrel. Because of the broken bat, it didn't have the carry to get out to Will Brennan. They're at first and second now. 2 outs. Lopez flying to right field his first time up. He swings at the first pitch and hits a towering pop-up on the infield. Bo Naylor drifts, makes the catch. Officially a fair ball just inside the line, about 10 feet away from home plate for out number 3. But the Bison strike first. It's 1-0 Buffalo after 2.
Hi, this is Dave Scheffler, owner at Automotive Appearance Pros. We have been in business over 31 years, specializing in protecting your vehicle's investment and keeping it looking new. We offer Lumar's Formula One window tint and paint protection film. We are also an authorized Geon ceramic coating dealer. Check out our new website and order your window tint online 24/7 at aapcolumbus.com. We have 2 locations to serve you, one in Worthington and our new Lewis Center location next to the Ninja Car Wash at Route 23 and Orange Road. Check us out at aapcolumbus.com.
Better ingredients, better pizza, better brace yourself because Papa John's has done it again. Introducing Papa Bowls. No crust, just a whole bunch of those Papa John's toppings you love, baked to piping hot perfection. I'm talking crisp veggies, savory meats all covered in melty cheese, and those signature sauces. Try flavors like Italian Meats Trio, Chicken Alfredo, and Garden Veggie, or get creative and build your own. Better ingredients, better pizza, now in a bowl, Papa John's.
Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and Header Heating and Cooling offer up to $500 off select Tempstar systems. Call Header at 614-784-9200 or visit headerheating.com for more information. No one has ever regretted being comfortable.
My suit can still make an impression.
And my lamp can bring others a bright future.
Because when I donate my stuff to Goodwill, it helps fund job placement and training for people right in my community.
Goodwill. Donate stuff. Create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. Brought to you by Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Well, stop me if you've heard this one before. It's the early innings, and the Clippers are trailing Buffalo. It's uncanny the way the Bisons have just played in the early innings. They are not a prolific offense. By and large, they have not tacked on after scoring in the early innings. But somehow they have found themselves on top every night. First pitch swing. David Fry puts it back just shy of the broadcast window here. Duke McGuire just now opened up his window. The fans, listen, they love Duke here in Buffalo. And after that foul ball came back and nearly went into their broadcast booth, some of them were tongue-in-cheek shaming him for not having the window open. 0-2 pitch is low to David Fry. 1-2 to the Clippers' third baseman tonight. Fry has played first, third, and catcher. Swings here, fouls another back to the screen. A fastball from Hatch at 94 miles per hour. Your Pepsi pitch speed of the game. Track the speed of every pitch on the Pepsi radar gun here at Huntington Park. Next offering. Breaking ball hit to third base. Talley back. Takes the big true hop and throws to first. Fry is out. Spent some time hanging out with Duke McGuire after the game last night, and boy, everybody that walks by, handshake, hey Duke, how you doing? How's it going? Great to see you. Playing days long behind him. Still well regarded here in Buffalo, no doubt about that. First pitch to Trenton Brooks is down for ball one. Next offering to the nine hitter, swung on, bashed to right field. That's going to get down, cutting it off. Sutsugo, boy, he got a really good jump on that. Sutsugo keeping that one from going to the wall, keeps it to just a single. And so Brooks is aboard with one down. We go back to the top of the order for Will Brennan. Now, if you tell the Clippers the only lead that Buffalo is going to jump out to is 1-0, I bet they'd say, okay, I'll take that. Because it's been 4-0, 4-0, 5-0, and 6-0 before the Clippers have scored in games so far. First pitch swinging and a ground ball fouled on the first base side. Brennan down to the count 0-1. Brennan has been aggressive early in counts in this series. Well, he had a lot of success doing that. First came up to AAA, ambushing a first pitch fastball. But he has also done a great job working counts and drawing walks. Next pitch, check swing and a high offering, and the appeal is denied 1-1. 1-1. Over the course of a season, everybody goes through peaks and valleys, and right now Brennan is in one of those valleys, but it's really the only one he's had since he's come here to AAA. Brooks draws a throw, and ooh, he's just back in time. Took him a little while to get started for multi-hit games. He had a hit in four of his first five Clippers games, but never more than one. And then all of a sudden, he started racking up the big multi-hit games. Next pitch, off-speed on the outside corner. August 7th, Brennan was batting .343 after a 3-for-3 game against Rochester. He only has two multi-hit games since then. His batting average has fallen almost 40 points, but still has an OPS of over 800. Next pitch hit high in the air to right field. Did he get it? Sutsugo heading back, and this ball is gone! A two-run home run! Will Brennan says, slumpy Dan, I'm going to get that one. Down and in, he dropped the bat head on it and put it out to right field to give the Clippers a 2-1 lead. Sixth home run in a Clippers uniform for Will Brennan. It's been a while since his last one. I think July 29th, the last home run for Brennan. So good to see that swing of the bat. Now has six RBIs in this series. He had two in game one. He had two more in game three. There's Brian Rocchio, who swings and misses at the 1-0. One ball, one strike to the Clippers shortstop. Next pitch, fouled back to the screen. Rocchio takes a high fastball. Here comes the 2-2 pitch, and it's a swing and a miss, strike three. Rocchio goes down swinging. That's two down now for Bo Naylor. Off-speed pitch just fell right off the table. And Rocchio swinging over top. Naylor grounded to second base his first time up. Here's the wind of the pitch. And it's a fastball in there for a called strike. Next offering, breaking ball, that's low, 1-1. Thomas Hatch, Trying for the final out in this inning. Instead, it's a ground ball past the diving shortstop, Otto Lopez, and into right field. It's going to split the defense in the outfield and go all the way to the wall. So Naylor will cruise in with a double. Boy, you want to talk about perfectly placed. It was a line drive that skipped once on the dirt. Bounced past Lopez playing in the shift. And because Lucas was playing the opposite way and Setsugo was straight up, it just split right between them and rolled to the wall. So runner in scoring position now for Gabriel Arias. Righty-righty matchup. Arias swings at a breaking ball and fouls it back. Hatch originally drafted by the Chicago Cubs in the third round back in 2016. Played 3 years in the Cubs system, reaching Double-A in 2019. Here's the next pitch, breaking ball, check swing, and he didn't go, 1-1. Was traded in exchange for David Phelps in cash. Coming over to the Blue Jays. Next pitch, swing and a miss. 1-2. Made his major league debut for Toronto during that 2020 season. Pitched in 17 of the 60 games for the Blue Jays, but he played here at Salem Field. This was the home of the Jays in 2020. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. Ground ball toward the shortstop. Lopez has it. Muscles up a throw across the diamond in time for out number three. That'll retire Arias and the Clippers. But the lead that Buffalo grabbed, 1-0, is quickly erased. Now the Clippers are on top. 2-1, heading to the bottom of the third.
Giant Eagle is your go-to for summer's freshest flavors. With daily deliveries of sweet corn on the cob, perfectly ripe melons, and just picked berries. And don't forget hand-cut steaks and sustainable seafood for the grill. Get summer's freshest at Giant Eagle. Giant Eagle is your go-to for summer's freshest flavors. With daily deliveries of sweet corn on the cob, perfectly ripe melons, and just picked berries. And don't forget hand-cut steaks and sustainable seafood for the grill. Get summer's freshest at Giant Eagle.
Looking to make your yard a personal oasis? Columbia Gas reminds you to call 811 at least 2 days before beginning any digging project to have your utility lines marked. Call 811. It's free, it's easy, it's the law. Just another ground rule from Columbia Gas. Planning to install a new mailbox or spruce up the yard this weekend? Columbia Gas reminds you that gas lines can be anywhere. Call 811 at least 2 days before your digging project to have your utility lines marked. Just another ground rule from Columbia Gas.
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Hey, hi. I signed up for a checking and savings account online, but and the app is great, but I'd still like to be able to go to my local Huntington branch. How does that work?
Actually, you don't have to choose. Just keep using the app, and then anytime you want a face-to-face chat with a banker, you're always welcome at any Huntington branch.
Wow, best of both worlds. Thanks.
You bet. Thanks for banking with Huntington.
Learn more at Huntington.com/app. Welcome.
Two-one Clippers on top. We go to the bottom half of the third inning. Peyton Badenfield walked two, gave up one hit in the third, and one run came in. He felt like he was being squeezed a little bit there in that second inning. And although I may be a bit biased, I'm inclined to agree. Spencer Horwitz will be the batter for Buffalo here in the third inning. Zach Collins and Rafael Lantigua to follow. We'll get you the International League scores in this frame, brought to you by Huntington Bank. Earlier access to your pay and extra cash on standby. Welcome to the new Huntington. First pitch to Horwitz is high for ball one. The pitch on the outside corner evens the count. This was the first game on the docket, or at least the only one that's gotten past the first inning. Just underway in Syracuse. Worcester scores an early run, leading 1-0. 1-1 pitch is smacked through the right side of the infield. That's a base knock, and it will go all the way to the warning track, and that'll be a double. Will Brennan got to it as quickly as he could. But Spencer Harwitz hustling, gets to second base with a leadoff two-bagger representing the tying run. Gwinnett, like Worcester, has scored a first-inning run. Still batting in the first inning at Lehigh Valley, leading 1-0. Bottom of the first to Jacksonville. No score between Jacksonville and Norfolk. Nashville and Durham in a rain delay. They're scheduled now to start at 7:15. Everything else coming up later on. The pitch. Break ball in the dirt, gets away, and starting and stopping at second base is Harwitz. It bounced up the third base line, and Bo Naylor pounced on it quickly. Zach Collins, a power threat. Swings and fouls the next pitch away, 1-1. Had a lot of home runs playing for the Charlotte Knights, but you have to take that with a grain of salt because, well, he was playing for the Charlotte Knights and in that ballpark. Maybe not as much as the old place before they raised the walls in right and left field, but even more than Huntington Park, that is a homer haven. There's a swing and a miss on 1-1, make it a ball and two. Huntington Park led the International League in home runs in a home runs per game rate every year from its opening until Charlotte built their new Uptown ballpark. Here's Battenfield's 1-2 pitch. It's apparently wide, 2-2. The pitch. In the dirt. Again, Naylor blocks it. This time it goes out in front of home plate. Three balls, two strikes. Well, this is at least the third time Battenfield thought he made a good pitch for strike three and didn't get the call. He's got to refocus himself and do the job here. Payoff. Swing and a miss. He got him that time. Took him two more pitches, but he strikes out Collins for the second time tonight. It's Rafael Antigua. Obviously, we'll keep our eye on that Nashville-Durham score. Nashville leading that series. 3-1. A called strike, the first pitch to Antigua. Nashville leads the West. Durham leads the East, tied with Lehigh Valley for the division lead. Next pitch. Popped up, right side, foul and out of play. Durham Bulls and Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs, both 67-54. Then you've got Buffalo and Scranton Wilkes-Barre tied in third at 64-56, or 2.5 games out, and Jacksonville a half game behind them. So five teams within 3 games of first place in the East. Next pitch, just missed, 2-2. There are no teams within 3 games of first in the IL West. The Clippers second place, 3.5 games behind division leading Nashville. Now the 1-2. Breaking ball over but low. Battenfield looks to second base, turns and fires, and missed a little bit high that time, a full count. And what we have seen from the Clippers starters in this series is pitch counts going up. In fact, twice we've seen pitchers have to come out because they threw too many pitches in an inning. Battenfield's 3-2, that's a curve in for a called third strike. That's a beauty of a pitch. Back-to-back strikeouts of the runner at second base. Now comes Nathan Lucas. That ball fell right into the heart of the zone. Lucas, left-handed batter, with power that belies his stature. Swings to the first pitch and hit it hard, but foul on the first base side. Lucas leads the team in home runs with 9. Four RBIs is also a team best. 5'11", 185-pounder. Battenfield checks the runner at second, now turns and fires, and the curveball's hit to right field. It's hooking, it's foul. Just out in front of that breaking ball. So for the moment, the 2-1 Clippers lead is intact. Badfield way ahead, 0-2. He deals and gets a swing and a foul ball straight back to the screen. Lucas, a strikeout victim in the second inning. 3 Ks so far for Badfield. Again, last time out, he set his season high with 8. Badfield has struck out 87 batters coming into play tonight in 127 innings, so he is not a high strikeout pitcher. Love to miss a bat right here. He deals. And it's fouled on the left side. Still 0-2. Great catch, mate. Hey, it's that same guy that earlier had it go right through his hands. Wearing a green shirt in the upper deck. And so he redeems himself. And the kid sitting over by him gets the souvenir that he was lamenting missing out on earlier. Lucas swings and fouls away the next pitch off the facing of the Clippers dugout. Still 0-2. Good battle going here. Boy, what are the chances of that? Sitting in the upper deck behind home plate on the third base side, you clank a foul ball that bounced up to you, and then make a nice catch on a hard liner. There's another foul ball. Much farther down the left field line than that fella can reach. Sometimes life gives you a second chance. That gentleman made good on his. The pitch, ground ball, past Battenfield, out towards second base. And Ernie Clement will scoop it up and finish it off with a good throw to first for out number 3. Leadoff double does no damage. We go to the fourth inning at Salem Field. Clippers leading 2-1.
Stay cool this summer. Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and American Air offer no payments and no interest financing for 12 months with approved credit. Call American Air at 614-851-0099 or visit AmericanAirHeating.com for more information. American Air, protecting your comfort for over 30 years.
Shopping for a vehicle? At Auto Palace, their summer clearance event starts now. Bring in your trade and Auto Palace will guarantee you $1,500 trade-in value. If it doesn't run, Auto Palace will pick it up for you. Don't have a trade? Then take advantage of their incredible sign and drive special. With some vehicles marked down up to 40%. Get approved on a newer, lower mileage vehicle with zero money down. Auto Palace finances everyone. Just sign and drive off the lot. It's that simple. Every vehicle comes with a free 30-day warranty. Auto Palace also offers extended warranties that fit your wallet. Auto Palace is open 7 days a week and finances everyone. Take advantage of the best trade-in program in Central Ohio, along with the best prices and quality pre-owned vehicles. Stop by and check out their great inventory. Auto Palace, located at 4621 West Broad Street. Call 614-851-6000 or go online at autopalacecolumbus.com. All deals are subject to credit approval. Down payment requirements are normal dealer requirements.
AutoPalaceColumbus.com. Approval guaranteed.
To protect his family from disaster, Steve used his camera phone.
Done.
By taking pictures of his important documents, Steve can always have them stored online. Learn more simple disaster prep tips at ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Your home for Clippers baseball is Fox Sports 920 WMNI Columbus.
Clippers coming up in the fourth inning. It'll be 5, 6, and 7 in the batting order. George Valera, Nolan Jones, and Ernie Clement for the Clippers at a minimum here in the fourth inning. Columbus on top 2-1 thanks to a two-run home run from Will Brennan. George Valera grounded to second base his first time up. Had some big hits in this series. Swings at the first offering, a fastball, and he fouls it back 0-1. The pitch. Breaking ball, that's down. Next pitch swung on and missed. He was out in front of the breaking ball. Valera has had some very good swings of the bat since joining the Clippers up from Double A Akron. Almost 3 weeks ago now. Next pitch on 1-2 is a delayed called third strike. Peyton Batfield's wondering where in the world was that? So Valera is out. Here is Nolan Jones. Jones got the first Clippers hit of the ball game back in the second inning. First pitch to him is over but low for ball one. Jones in a Clippers uniform this year, hitting 296, five home runs, 12 extra base hits total. He swings here and fouls it into the dirt. Very good RBI rate for Nolan Jones. 31 batted in. Nolan playing in just his 28th Clippers game. Started off like gangbusters in the big leagues for the Cleveland Guardians. And as his playing time diminished, his effectiveness did as well at the plate. And that's to be expected. If you've been an everyday player your entire life, it can be quite tough to adjust to a part-time role, not seeing live pitching every day. 1-2, breaking ball in the dirt, 2-2. Even though teams are more and more using live speed pitching for batting practice, comes a 2-2, and it's ripped to right field, a base knock. Tsutsugo over to cut it off. Big turn at first base for Nolan Jones, but he will put on the brakes as the throw comes in. His second hit of the ball game. For essentially the entire history of baseball until the last couple of years, you would have coaches, rovers, special instructors, managers, whoever it was, throwing batting practice from, you know, 40 feet away, 35 feet away, something like that. Just tossing the ball over the plate for batters to train their eye, take a rip, spray the ball all over the field. First pitch to Ernie Clement in for a called strike, and it's 0-1. And what you would see in batting practice is hitters doing exactly that, hitting, putting the ball all over the field, putting the ball over the wall. Some players would love to put on prodigious displays of power, costing teams dozens and dozens of baseballs over the course of a week. But over the past couple of years, teams in the major leagues and the minor leagues have started going largely away from that method of batting practice and using high-velocity pitching machines. And these machines can throw all the pitches. They can throw the fastball. They can throw breaking balls. A one count to Clement. Here's the pitch. And it's bunted. Third base side. That's a good one. Talley comes to get it. Bare hands will throw nowhere as Ernie Clement lays down a beauty for an infield bunt single. Puts him at first and second, one down for David Fry. So now what you see during batting practice is sometimes players struggling
to make good contact. These baseball teams have, I don't necessarily want to use the phrase come to the realization, but come to the decision that practicing as close to game speed as possible can be beneficial. First pitch, Fry swings and misses. Wrap the bat around himself. And it's down the count 0-1. Fry grounded to his counterpart at third base, first time up. It's kind of come over from the world of football. Practice at game speed. 0-1. Fouled straight back to the screen. A fastball. Fry was on it but couldn't square it. He's down to the count 0-2. Clippers leading 2-1 with two men aboard and one down here in the fourth inning. So you see far fewer, and I mean a small fraction of the numbers of home runs hit in batting practice that you did 3 years ago and going back into the past. Next pitch. Breaking ball hit through the left side of the infield. It was smothered over there on the outfield grass by Otto Lopez, but he had no play anywhere. So everybody is safe. David Fry with a base hit. Boy, Lopez just getting to that baseball and getting some leather on it is impressive. And by doing so, he saved a run. Nolan Jones had a good jump. He was off on the crack of the bat. And if that goes past Lopez and gets into the outfield, Jones is going to score. As it is, the Clippers have him loaded for Trenton Brooks, and Brooks has hit the ball hard throughout the course of this series. The pitch. Checks his swing, and a pitch down and in for ball one. Oh, he didn't check his swing. That's the third base umpire, and Alex Tosi goes up with the right hand. So it's 0-1. Two runs, seven hits for the Clippers. One run, three hits for Buffalo. Top of the fourth, bases loaded. Here's the pitch. Off speed, and that's low. Clippers have been great with the bases loaded this year. Six grand slams and a collective .358 batting average. Now, Brooks has struggled with the bases loaded. He's just one for six. He takes a pitch low. By and large, with the bases loaded, the Clippers have been marvelous this year. Brooks going to try and do some damage on a 2-1 pitch coming right now. It is too low, three balls and a strike. Again, that low pitch not being called a strike much tonight by Darius Ghani. George Valero was rung up on one to start this inning. 3-1 pitch, big rook by Brooks, and he fouls it back to the concourse. And Valero's strikeout started this inning. Then Jones had a single. Clement bunted his way aboard, and David Fry with a ground ball base hit. Catch out there on the mound. The Clippers have him surrounded, and Trenton Brooks trying to bring some runs home. One down. Here comes the 3-2. And he fouled it off his foot. It goes back out in front of home plate. But a dead ball. Boy, the way the strike zone has been called, looking back at that replay, Brooks might have had ball four there, but you can't bank on that on a 3-2 pitch. Location he can't afford to take. Again, a 3-2. Swing and a miss. Chased one up out of the zone there for strike three. That's a big strikeout for Hatch. Now two away. And with that elevated fastball.
Well, talk about guys that have done the job with the bases loaded. Will Brennan does not have a grand slam, but he's batting .455 with 13 RBIs and 11 plate appearances with the bases loaded. Swings at the first pitch and fouls it away on the left side. 0-1. Jones at third, Clement at second, Fry at first. The 0-1 pitch swung on and missed, 0-2. Good breaking ball that time from Hatch. Trying to pitch his way around a three-hit inning without giving up any runs and without getting any outs on the bases. Not easy to do. A hit 0-2, here's the pitch, and he went up in the eyes with a fastball that time, but Brennan laid off. One ball, two strikes. Two-one, Clippers on top, looking for more here in the top of the fourth inning. Hatch deals, and it's hit to right field. Tsutsugo chasing, it's going to get by him. One run is in, here comes another. Fry being waved around. Brennan hits second, heading for third. He'll be in with a triple, and it's a three-run hit for the Clippers center fielder, and that makes it a 5-1 ball game. It's Will Brennan Day here at Salem Field. Superhero night, and he has been that. Two-run home run, three-run triple, 5-1 Columbus.
Shortstop number 29.
Down in the count, 1-2. He drilled it to the right field corner. For Will Brennan, it's his second triple of the year. First pitch to Brian Rocchio is popped out toward the shortstop. It hits the infield dirt, picked up by Otto Lopez. And Lopez will throw him out for out number three. But the Clippers do damage. Three singles, one triple. It's a three-run inning, and it's a 5-1 Clippers lead. We go to the bottom of the fourth after this.
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Hi, I'm calling with the asterisk free checking from your commercial. How long does the free trial run before fees start?
Oh, our asterisk free checking is always free to open and never requires a minimum balance.
Really? Never? Like never ever?
Yep, never ever.
That's actually fantastic. Thanks.
Thank you for banking with Huntington.
Learn more at Huntington.com/checking. Welcome to Huntington.
Ballpark snacks for low prices? Talk about a grand slam. From Southern Grove peanuts to Clancy's pretzels, Aldi has them all. Don't strike out on game day snacks. Head to your local Aldi for all your favorites at low prices. Aldi is proud to sponsor the Columbus Clippers. Find a store at aldi.us.
You may think seatbelt laws are no big deal. Well, you couldn't be more wrong. Cops are cracking down day and night, in the city, in the country, and all points in between. Make no mistake, if you don't buckle up, you will get caught, and you will get a ticket. Even if you've gotten away with not buckling in the past, things are about to change. Cops are serious about seatbelt safety, so don't kid yourself. Buckle up every time, or get a ticket. Click it or ticket. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
Two big swings of the bat from Will Brennan tonight. A two-run home run, a three-run triple. He has driven in all five Clippers runs. It's a 5-1 Columbus advantage. As we go to the bottom half of the fourth inning. For Peyton Battenfield. Four strikeouts so far. Two walks, three hits. And they've all added up to one run. The guy that scored it is going to lead things off. Yoshi Tsutsugo. First pitch to him is over but low for ball one. Battenfield goes to work. And the pitch is low. 2-0. Check swing. No, he went.
Well, I tell you what. There have been a lot of check swing appeals with a four-man umpiring crew. You've got somebody in a good position to view them. But a very high percentage of strikes called on those so far in this series. 2-1 pitch count. Big bender popped up foul out of play, 2-2. Well, fans, it's time to get outside, and Scotts is here to help you get the most out of your yard. This is your season. It's time to enjoy it. With Scotts, let's get to the yard. School is in. We're still technically in summer, but getting close to that Labor Day holiday, which kind of the unofficial end of summer. Tsutsugo hits a towering fly ball to right field. Jones, plenty of time to get underneath, camps out, makes the catch, and there's one away. Well, if we were at Tropicana Field, that one might have hit the catwalk. Here's Stevie Berman. Berman, the catcher, was a late replacement. Gabriel Moreno was originally in the lineup for the Buffalo Bisons, but was a late scratch. If you were with us last night, you may remember that he was hit by a foul ball on his throwing hand while behind home plate. Stayed in the game, but it started barking at him a little bit today, so he'll get a few days off. Comes the 0-1 pitch to Berman. Hit on the first base side, all kind of English. We saw that yesterday from Bo Naylor, but this one's going to stay fair the whole time. And Gabriel Arias makes an adjustment to pick it up and take it to the bag for out number two. Brings up Cullen Large. It's August the 27th. Moreno is the top prospect in the Toronto organization. He's already been to the major leagues this year. It's highly probable, because a lot of teams like to have an extra catcher come September, that he would be the guy. Now, Zach Collins has also been up with Toronto. He's also a catcher with major league experience. But in all likelihood, Moreno is somebody that Toronto would like to have around for a playoff push. Breaking ball here stays high. 2-0 to Large. So if there's any question that throwing hand isn't 100%, give him a few days rest. And then it's September. And as long as he's healthy, get him in there. 2-0 pitch misses wide. 3 balls, no strikes. Batting field working quickly. Right back to work. And that one is at the knees for a called strike, 3-1. 2 down, bases empty. Clippers leading 5-1. Battenfield's pitch. Well outside for ball four. Two-out walk is third free pass of the ballgame. Go with 4 strikeouts. 5 runs, 8 hits for the Clippers. 1 run, 3 hits for the Bisons. Wrap this series up tomorrow with a 1:05 first pitch. And the Clippers return home to take on the Iowa Cubs. Earlier game times next week than we have had over the summer months. 6:15 first pitches during the week, and then on Friday, 7:05. We'll be early on the weekend. The pitch. Hit hard to right field toward the corner. It's hooking. It is a fair ball. Nolan Jones has it. They're not going to test his arm. They'll hold the runner at third base, wisely so. But for LJ Talley, it's a double. And it puts him at second and third. Back to the top of the order for Otto Lopez, who has hit pretty well in this series. Nolan Jones has 1 outfield assist in the series and another where his throw beat the runner, but a great slide avoided the tag. And so the word is out. Don't run on Nolan Jones. Unless you absolutely have to, and that's not a position where Buffalo could force the issue. Corners in a couple of steps against the speedy Lopez. Here comes the pitch. And it's in for a called strike, 0-1. Lopez has hit the ball in the air twice tonight. Once he's flying to right field, and the other time up he popped to the catcher. .295 average. Doesn't have a lot of power. Good contact man. Swings and misses at the off-speed. He's down on the count 0-2. Most of his hits in this series, and there have been several, but they haven't been torched. A lot of flares over the infield. Bad field ahead in the count, 0-2. He deals. And it's a called third strike on a slider over a thick outside corner. But if you're Peyton Battenfield, you think, okay, well, I'm due a few. I'll take that one. It strands runners at second and third, and we go to the fifth inning with the Clippers on top 5-1.
Let's be real. Mopping is a hassle. You have to fill the bucket, pushing a wet, heavy mop around, then cleaning the mop when you're done so it doesn't grow bacteria. A hassle on top of a hassle. Try Swiffer WetJet. With Swiffer WetJet, you start with a fresh pad and cleaning solution every time. And when you're done, you just toss the pad. Swiffer WetJet. The faster, easier, cleaner way to clean your floors.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Smile Doctors Orthodontics is here to help you, Columbus Clippers fans. Smile Doctors accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With some of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Columbus area, we love to see Clippers fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consult. That's SmileDoctors.com for Smile Doctors Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Columbus Clippers.
Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and Header Heating and Cooling offer up to $500 off select Tempstar systems. Call Header at 614-784-9200 or visit headerheating.com for more information. No one has ever regretted being comfortable.
Mother was very familiar with her neighborhood, but one day she stopped at the stop sign and she wasn't even really sure where she was at.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Top of the fifth inning, 5-1 Clippers over the Buffalo Bisons, trying to pull ahead in this series with a chance to win it tomorrow. Right now the series is tied 2 games apiece. When the Clippers have had a lead, they have not relinquished it in this series. Bo Naylor's going to lead things off. Naylor doubled in the third inning. He's 1-for-2. The double was his 10th in a Clippers uniform. First pitch to him is off the inside corner for ball one. We're talking about September call-ups. We are a few days away from that. Next pitch is a called strike. We'll have 2 games of the next series against Iowa at home before the calendar flips to September. But obviously, September is a very different thing in the major leagues. And it's been for a lot of baseball history. One ball, one strike to count. For decades, teams could bring anybody on the 40-man roster they wanted to the major leagues starting September 1. But the last collective bargaining agreement, that was modified, and now you can only bring up 2 extra players. Here's the wind. The 1-2 pitch. Fastball outside. 2-2 against Naylor. I don't think we've seen the final iteration of that. My guess is that teams will try and modify that further. Next pitch is low, 3-2. There's got to be some happy medium. Really, the fact that you can only bring 2 guys up, I think, has a lot to do with the expansion of the AAA schedule. Major League teams want the AAA club playing almost as long as the Major League team does, just to make sure that if they need somebody due to injury or lack of performance, whatever the case may be, people are still playing baseball. And they don't leave their teams for the offseason, head home, and build up some rust. games. AAA schedule, now 150 games. Going basically right up to the end of the Major League schedule as well. Again, the 3-2 to Naylor. And again, it's fouled back to the screen. I mean, my thought would be, let the rosters expand in September to 40 guys. You can bring anybody on your 40-man you want, as they've always done in the past, as Naylor fouls away another. But you still have to set your game day roster at what it is right now, 26. Which, I mean, why they need 26 players, I'm not sure. But that was the agreement. Expand Major League rosters from 25 to 26. Here's ball four inside. What a battle. And Naylor wins it. It's a 9-pitch walk to lead off the Clippers' fifth inning. One of the things that really I didn't hear talked about in national media at all is when rosters were expanded from 25 to 26, baseball added more than an expansion team. And the last two rounds of expansion, when you talk about the 93 expansion, and again in 98, runner goes from first base as the pitch is hit high in the air by Arias down the right field line. Setsugo giving chase, crosses into foul ground and makes the catch, throws to first. Naylor, though, is back standing, and Arias is out. Great running catch by Setsugo, who covers a fair amount of ground out there in the outfield. But when baseball expanded, you brought in the Rockies and Marlins, and then you brought in the Diamondbacks and the Rays. Everybody talked about, oh, baseball's going to be diluted. Talent pool's going to be diluted. Now, nobody seemed to really talk about that when rosters went from 25 to 26, but that means 30 more major leaguers had jobs, and that's larger than one team's roster. Here's George Valera. First pitch, fastball over but low for ball one. Now, AAA rosters expanded from 25 to 28, and they're actually expanded to 33 because everybody carries a taxi squad in AAA. Throw goes to first, and the runner goes back. So not only did the Major League talent pool get slightly diluted by adding a player to every roster, but the AAA talent pool got significantly diluted. You've got eight more players on AAA rosters than you had 3 years ago. The pitch. And it hits the knob of the bat, goes out in front of home plate, and Berman's going to pounce on it and throw out Valera. Boy, Valera had no intention of swinging at that baseball, and he didn't. If they'd appealed on the check swing, there's no way they ruled that a strike, even tonight. But he winds up being thrown out 2-3. Naylor moves up to second base. Here's Nolan Jones. Jones is 2-for-2, singled in the second and again in the fourth inning. There goes the runner. A huge jump for Naylor, and he will get third base without a throw. The pitch missed to Jones. It looked like a pretty good pitch. I don't know if, in the opinion of the home plate umpire, was low or outside, but looking at the replay, it was neither. That's a strike. Darius Ghani has not a dinner plate-sized strike zone tonight, a saucer-sized strike zone. Here's a curveball for a called strike. One-one count against Jones, runner at third base. For Bo Naylor, that's his seventh steal in a Clippers uniform. The pitch. Fastball high and away. So, yeah, to me, have as many players as you want on the roster, but you should be limited to a certain number. Everybody should play with the same number of players in a game. 2-1 pitch. Breaking ball just low. 3-1. One team shouldn't have 35 players on the team and the other team have 28. To me, that seems obvious. And I don't know how that was allowed in baseball for as long as it was. Three-one pitch. Outside for ball four. You basically, you tell teams in that regard, hey, if you're willing to spend more money, you can have more players, and you can have an advantage. If I have 10 relief pitchers on my team and you've got 6, I've got an advantage every night. That might be the end for Hatch. Jeff Ware, the acting manager for Buffalo, is on the dugout, and he points to the bullpen, so we'll have a pitching change. Ernie Clement coming up, and he'll face a new hurler for Buffalo. Columbus on top by a 5-1 score, threatening here in the fifth.
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Hey, there's a problem with my paychecks. I get paid on Fridays, but they keep showing up on Wednesdays.
Yes, when you bank with Huntington, we can deliver your paychecks up to 2 days early.
How much are you charging me for that?
No cost.
Okay, so there's no problem with my account?
Not at all.
Cool. So, how's it going?
Thank you for banking with Huntington.
Direct deposit and eligibility requirements apply. Learn more at Huntington.com/earlypay.
Switch to Spectrum Mobile and get unlimited data for only $29.99 per month each when you get 2 or more lines. You could save hundreds on your mobile bill. Plus, there are no added taxes, hidden fees, and no contracts. Try the Spectrum Mobile Savings Calculator today, and in 3 easy steps, you'll see how much you could save. Visit SpectrumMobile.com/save. Offer valid for new customers on 2 or more unlimited lines. Spectrum Internet required. Restrictions apply. Visit SpectrumMobile.com for details.
Clippers have them on the corners here. There's a couple of walks in this inning. 2 outs and a new pitcher on for the Buffalo Bisons. Matt Peacock will take over. We saw Peacock earlier this year playing for the Omaha Storm Chasers. In fact, Omaha had both Peacocks, Matt and Brad. And now they're both playing for different teams that the Clippers have played over the past couple of weeks. Brad Peacock is applying his trade for Minnesota's AAA club, the St. Paul Saints, and Matt Peacock here in Buffalo playing for Toronto. Ernie Clement, the batter, single and a run scored back in the 3-run Clipper fourth inning. First pitch is out of the zone for ball one. ...5-1 Clippers lead, 2 down, here's the pitch. Fastball inside, almost got by Stevie Berman. That's a really good stop by the Buffalo backstop. He gets past him, it's another run. Clement 1-for-2. Has 1 double, 1 triple, and 3 home runs. Takes down 3-0. Peacock for Omaha appeared in 8 games at a 4.50 ERA. He's been in 9 games for Buffalo with a 4.66 earned run average, so pretty consistent. His 3-0 pitch is nowhere near for ball 4. Clippers have him loaded here in the 5th without the aid of a hit. And we'll see if David Fry can come through with the big blow. The Clippers did that in the 4th inning, loaded the bases. But they did that with 3 hits, 2 on the infield. And it was Will Brennan that came through. David Fry hit one to the left side of the infield that Otto Lopez was able to smother. First pitch to Fry is out of the zone for ball 1. Peacock right back to it. Misses low and away. He has come out of the bullpen, thrown 6 pitches, nary a strike. ...2-0 pitch. That's called strike on the inside corner. 2-1. Next pitch, fastball. That's over the outside corner. 2-2. Firm fastball at 94 miles per hour. Here comes the double deuce. Breaking ball high. Peacock actually started this year in Reno for the Arizona Diamondbacks. Here's the pitch. It's outside for ball 4, and he walked him. Peacock can't believe it. He thought he had the outside corner. But that's 4 walks in the inning. And the Clippers get a run. Peacock was actually walking off the field. He'll deal now with Trenton Brooks. Brooks singled in the third, struck out in the fourth, swings and hits the first pitch on the ground to first base. Zach Collins has it, will take it to the bag himself, and the Clippers will get no more. One run, no hits, and three men left aboard. Clippers 6, Buffalo 1 as we go to the bottom of the fifth inning at Salem Field.
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Hi, I'm calling with the asterisk free checking from your commercial. How long does the free trial run before fees start?
Oh, our asterisk-free checking is always free to open and never requires a minimum balance.
Really? Never? Like never ever?
Yep, never ever.
That's actually fantastic. Thanks.
Thank you for banking with Huntington.
Learn more at Huntington.com/checking. Welcome to Huntington.
Hey, Clippers fans, AEP Energy wants to know if you're ready to power up and carbon down. Help bring 100% renewable energy to the homes and businesses of your community by enrolling in our Eco Advantage plan today. Together, we reduce our carbon footprint and supply clean energy for a brighter future. Visit aepenergy.com/clippers to get started. AEP Energy, the official electric and natural gas partner of the Columbus Clippers. While an affiliate of AEP Ohio, AEP Energy is not soliciting on behalf of and is not an agent of the utility.
We need someone to be there, knowing they'll always care. Someone who lights your way each and every day. Doing what you love is everything, so we can celebrate the joy it brings. There's so much to protect in our lives. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Aiden Banfield back to the hill for the bottom of the fifth inning. Banfield has allowed just one run, four total hits, two singles, two doubles. The run came in the second inning when there were back-to-back walks followed by an L.J. Talley base hit. Clippers, meanwhile, have gotten a big day from Will Brennan. Two hits, seven total bases, five runs batted in. And then the Clippers walked four times in the fifth inning to score a run. Spencer Horwitz is two for two, a single, a double. And he takes a 1-0 pitch off the outside corner, two balls and nothing. Next pitch.
I wasn't going all the way downstairs.
Just off the outside corner. There's a strike. 3-1. Major League Scores brought to you by Huntington Bank. Earlier access to your pay and extra cash on standby. Welcome to the new Huntington. Banfield's 3-1 offering is at the knees for a called strike.
Everybody clap their hands.
Horwitz with a single in the first inning, a double in the third inning. Never moved on after either one of those hits. Stayed at first and stayed at second. Cleveland Guardians again have the late show tonight out in Seattle. 10-10 first pitch. What a game last night. Went the way of the Mariners. It was exciting at the end. Cleveland really only themselves to blame. Not good with runners in scoring position last night. 3-2 off speed and missed for ball four. Leadoff walk, that's the fourth walk issued by Battenfield today. The pitch. Break ball in the dirt, skips away from Naylor, and that'll be a wild pitch advancing the runner. Thank you. So man at second. Badenfield takes a look at the runner, now delivers, and off the outside corner. Here's the 2-0. And it swung on and fouled straight back to the screen. Two balls and one strike. Full slate of action around the major leagues today. Two finals, the Angels blank the Blue Jays. 2-0 final score there. Shohei Ohtani went 7 shutout innings, struck out 9, walked 1, and gave up just 2 hits to the Blue Jays. Alek Manoah pitched well, gave up just 1 run over 7 innings, but the Blue Jays do not score, and so you can't win that way. 2-2 pitch. Nubbed foul on the first base side. Blue Jays dropped to 68-57 with the loss. Red Sox at home beat Tampa Bay 5-1. Rich Hill pitched well, 7 shutout against Tampa. Top of the second in Minnesota, the Twins and Giants are scoreless. Guardians fans tonight rooting for the Giants, of course. 2-2 pitch again. This one's lifted down the left field line. It's going to slice foul and fall to the warning track. Braves and Cardinals, 0-0 in St. Louis. Top of the second inning. Also top 2 in Kansas City. Padres trailing the Royals by a 3-0 score. O's and Astros scoreless in Houston in the second inning. Likewise, Cubs at Brewers. Just underway at Citi Field. Rockies and Mets no score. In the 2-2. Hit on the ground to first base. Gloved by Arias. Underhand flip to the covering Battenfield for the out. Horowitz moves from second to third. Arias made that play without incident. Good feed. Still obviously learning his way around first base. In Texas, the Tigers lead the Rangers 4-1. White Sox at home leading the Diamondbacks 3-0 in the second. There's Rafael Lantigua. First pitch in the dirt. Blocked by Naylor for ball one. Battle of the Keystone State in Philadelphia. It's the Phillies 6, the Pirates 0. Nick Castellanos with his 13th home run of the year. Dodgers and Marlins are one apiece in the bottom of the 6th inning in Miami. Dustin May and Sergio Alcantara, what a great pitching matchup. 6-1 here, Clippers leading. Breaking ball from Battenfield is outside. 2-0. In Washington, the Reds and Nats are tied one apiece in the top of the third inning. Those are your big league scores. Next pitch, fastball, low, 3 balls, no strikes. Out in Seattle, Zach Plesac will take on Luis Castillo. Castillo, of course, was with the Reds for the majority of the season, traded to Seattle in the trading season deal, not right at the deadline. 3-0 pitch, right down Main Street for a called strike. Every pitcher is different, but you wonder what effect the tight strike zone has on the mentality of the man out on the mound. Battenfield delivers, it's fouled back out of play. Certainly would be different for a pitcher with a power arsenal that's used to just attacking hitters and knowing that you can get outs in the strike zone rather than somebody who relies upon pinpoint location and getting soft contact. Here comes the payoff pitch, and it's popped up back behind second base. Clement calling for it. About 6 feet into the outfield grass. He'll make the catch for out number 2. Horowitz remains at third base for Nathan Lucas. 6-1 Columbus here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Time called. Here comes the Clippers skipper, Andy Tracy. We've had Tanner Tully warming up in the bullpen. And so it looks like Tully is going to come in here to try and finish off the fifth inning. So Nathan Lucas, a left-hander due up. Pitching change for the Clippers. We'll tell you about it after these words. Columbus leading 6-1.
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Hey, hi. I signed up for a checking and savings account online, and the app is great, but I'd still like to be able to go to my local Huntington branch. How does that work?
Actually, you don't have to choose. Just keep using the app, and then anytime you want a face-to-face chat with a banker, you're always welcome at any Huntington branch.
Wow, best of both worlds. Thanks.
You bet. Thanks for banking with Huntington.
Learn more at Huntington.com/app. Welcome.
All right, Pepsi-loving football fans, it's time we had a lesson in trash talk. And I'm not talking about that stuff that happens on the field. What I'm talking about is trash, and it's the only thing that belongs in your garbage can. Now, recycling might not be as thrilling as converting a fourth and long, but next time you're thinking about throwing that Pepsi Zero Sugar bottle away, just cap it back up and pretend you're down by six with the recycling bin wide open. Know the difference? Make a difference. Be a team player and recycle. Visit PepsiTrashTalk.com to learn more.
Tanner Tully is on for the Clippers. The left-hander has been very good for Columbus this year. Third appearance out of the bullpen. They've all kind of been piggyback situations like this one is. Tully is 7-3 with a .419 earned run average. 78 strikeouts and 101 innings against just 15 walks. It's a lot of ground balls. And his job right now is to retire Nathan Lucas and strand that runner at third base. For Peyton Badenfield, it's unfortunate tonight that he will not be able to qualify for the win, not getting through five innings. 98 pitches. Battling with a minuscule strike zone all night long. He walked four batters, allowed four hits, just one run so far. He is responsible for Horowitz at third. Tully, a couple of trips up to the major leagues this year with the Guardians. Is not currently on the 40-man roster. Bristol, Indiana. Tully, of course, matriculated at Ohio State. Guardians drafted him back in 2016 in the 26th round. Nathan Lucas 0-2 so far tonight. Struck out in the second, grounded out in the third inning. Tully delivers, and the first pitch is a big swing and a miss. He was geared up for the fastball and got the change. And it's 0-1. Next pitch. Just off the outside corner. Bottom five, Clippers leading it by a 6-1 score. Six runs on eight hits, one run on four hits for Buffalo. The pitch in there for a called strike. One, two, fouled back to the screen. We'll do it again. Injury report tonight brought to you by Mount Carmel. Check them out online at mountcarmelhealth.com. Clippers have no players on the injured list. The Cleveland Guardians have only two, and they're both on the 60-day IL. Both pitchers, Anthony Gose and Cody Morris, who is with the Clippers on a rehab assignment. Gose not nearing a rehab yet. There's a pitch in the dirt. Had that arm injury, and Terry Francona talked about him the other day. Media just asking for an update. And basically what Tito said is, Now, this guy's had such a long path to get to the major leagues as a pitcher after being an outfielder in his first act that they want to make sure everything is right. They don't want to push the pedal too far. There's a slider just missed the inside corner to make it 3-2. So they're going to slow play goes as much as they need to make sure that he is absolutely ready to come back healthy. Three balls, two strikes. The pitch swung on and missed. Went back to the slider. It was running away from Lucas for strike three. Leadoff walk does no damage. We've played five. The Clippers lead 6-1.
Stay cool this summer. Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and American Air offer no payments and no interest financing for 12 months with approved credit. Call American Air at 614-851-0099 or visit AmericanAirHeating.com for more information. American Air, protecting your comfort for over 30 years.
The future of recycling is now, and Rumpke Waste and Recycling, the recycling leader, is investing more than $50 million to build North America's largest recycling center right here in Central Ohio. The one-of-a-kind facility will feature interactive displays, educational opportunities, and the most advanced technology. Rumpke is committed to recycling efforts, and for 90 years, Rumpke has worked to make sure items you place in the bin get used again. Visit Rumpke.com to learn how you can team with Rumpke to put less trash in landfills and more of it to good use.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. Thinking about gas mileage? If your check engine light is on, it may be affecting your MPGs, but the free AutoZone Fix Finder service can help. With the most complete free warning light report backed by technician-verified fixes, you'll know what's affecting your gas mileage and more, and you don't have to drive too far to find the fix. The free AutoZone Fix Finder service is available at all 6,200 stores.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
See details at AutoZone.com.
Love this song!
I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Top of the order for the Clippers, Will Brennan to the plate. That's good news because he's having a huge game. The bad news is he's leading off an inning, so there's nobody on in front of him. Brennan hit a two-run home run in the third and a three-run triple in the fourth inning. 6-1 Clippers, so we go to the sixth inning. Fastball in for a called strike. And Brennan, for the first time today, takes the first pitch. A one offering. He's swinging here and grounds it towards second base. Cullen Large has it. Throws him out. One away. There's Brian Arocchio. Rocchio is 0-for-3 so far today. Takes a breaking ball high and away. Next pitch, big rip at a fastball. He came up empty. Rocchio had three hits, including the game winner on Tuesday. Swings here and misses on the 1-1, make it a ball and two. And he had three hits in the Clippers' 9-6 win 2 days ago. The 1-2 pitch, breaking ball fouled away. One hit yesterday. So hits in three of the first four. He has been held in check tonight. Next offering, slow ground ball on the first base side, kicks foul. Still 1-2. Two runs for Columbus in the third. Three runs for the Clippers in the fourth. And one in the fifth inning. After Buffalo took a 1-0 lead, scoring in the bottom of the second. Next pitch, bender high. Switch hitter batting from the left side. Here's the pitch. And it misses inside just by an eyelash. Still Matt Peacock on the hill. Peacock came in and walked two batters to force in a run and got Trenton Brooks. It's a tapper right back to him. He's going to field it on a hop. Soft toss to first base in time for out number two. Brings up Bo Naylor. Naylor has grounded out, doubled, and walked. Clippers fans, the Guardians' future is here on MILB.TV. All home and away games are streamed live, and the only way to watch the Clippers on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Use promo code Clippers at checkout. Save $10 on a yearly subscription. Go to MILB.TV for details. Peacock throws a first pitch fastball down and in at 94 miles per hour. One ball, no strikes to the Clippers backstop. Next pitch. Fastball in for a called strike. Talking about Gabriel Moreno earlier, and he'll miss the next few days. That banged up throwing hand after a foul ball. And talking about the fact that a lot of teams like to have that extra catcher for September call-ups. Well, when they were unlimited, a lot of teams would bring up a third catcher. But now that you have to be more judicious with your selections, fewer teams do that. It's a high fly ball to right field, and it's an easy catch for Tsutsugo. The Guardians may have a decision to make there as well in that regard. We'll see. 1-2-3 go the Clippers in the sixth inning, bottom six after this. The visitors lead Buffalo by a 6-1 count.
All right, Pepsi-loving football fans, it's time we had a lesson in trash talk. And I'm not talking about that stuff that happens on the field. What I'm talking about is trash, and it's the only thing that belongs in your garbage can. No, recycling might not be as thrilling as converting a fourth and long, but next time you're thinking about throwing that Pepsi Zero Sugar bottle away, just cap it back up and pretend you're down by six with the recycling bin wide open. Know the difference? Make a difference. Be a team player and recycle. Visit PepsiTrashTalk.com to learn more.
What makes Donatos Donatos? Not just freshness, not just deliciousness, edge to edgeness. From fresh sliced veggies to family recipe sausage, aged smoked provolone, and that famous Donato's pepperoni. When it comes to toppings, nobody tops Donato's. And Donato's isn't just for pizza night. With salads, subs, wings, and more, Donato's has lots of deliciousness to go around, all around the bases. Donato's, every piece is important.
When you remember the details, the patients know that you know them, and they're not just a number. As their primary care physicians, when you know the small details, it actually makes it easier to take care of them. You remember what medicines they're on, and you remember what they do on Sunday nights. They're always at a bridge club or something. It affects your care in a positive way. I'm Dr. James Barnes, and I'm a primary care physician at Mount Carmel.
Your home for Clippers baseball is Fox Sports 920. WMNI Columbus.
Here come the Bisons in the home half of the sixth inning. Clippers lead them 6-1. Yoshi Tsutsugo to lead things off. He has scored the lone Buffalo run tonight. Walked with one down in the second inning. Came around on an RBI single from LJ Talley. That made it 1-0 Buffalo. They've scored first in every game in this series, but twice the Clippers have come back from big deficits to win. Tonight they rallied right after that run scored, putting two runs on the board, and they've expanded their lead now to five runs. Tsutsugo swings and fouls back the 1-0 pitch, making it a ball and a strike. Next pitch. Fastball off the inside corner. Check out this date in Clippers history here in the bottom half of the sixth inning. As Tully rocks and fires and gets a weak wave at a slider 2-2. Go back to 1992. Columbus beats Syracuse 3-1 for a franchise record 89th win with 11 games still to play on the docket. A lot more than that this year to play. 2-2 pitch, foul back. Royal Clayton was credited with the win on the mound. The 92 team would go on to win 95 games, a record that still stands to this day. Clayton would finish his career with the second winningest pitcher in team history, 41 victories. 2-2 again, bash to right field. That's going to get down and roll all the way to the wall. Nolan Jones comes to get it, fires to second base, and that will not be in time to keep Tsutsugo from a double. Lead off two bagger brings up Stevie Berman. Berman has a walk and a ground out on his resume today. Pitch from Tully is low for ball one. Well, something else happened this day in baseball history. It has to do with Ricky Henderson. 1-0 pitch is fisted foul back to the screen. Back in 1982, Ricky Henderson stole four bases in a game. Numbers 119, 120, 121, and 122. That day, he became the single-season stolen base record holder, passing Lou Brock. And he would go on to steal 130 bags that year. Berman flares one into shallow left field, charging hard Valera, but out is the shortstop, Rocchio, and he'll make the catch for out number one. I don't know if Valero is going to get there or not. It's a good thing Rocchio is on the scene. Seven, 130 stolen bases that season. Well, remember the furor that surrounded, the fervor, I guess, is more accurate a word. Billy Hamilton, when he was stealing two or three bases a day coming up through the Red system. And folks thought, well, if there was ever a guy that could challenge Ricky's record, maybe it would be him. Fast Billy figured out pretty quickly in the major leagues you can't steal first base. One ball, no strikes. Peaked to second by Tully. Now the pitch, and it's high and tight. Hamilton did steal a lot of bases in the major leagues. And continues to find work because he can play the outfield, he can run, just has not been able to consistently hit at the major league level. 2-0 pitch, off speed, down low, three balls and nothing now to Cullen Large. The pitch. Fastball, and it gives him the inside corner there. 3-1. Ricky Henderson, of course, the single season and all-time stolen base leader. Next pitch. Down and in for ball four. Talk about the unbreakable records in sports, and Ricky Henderson's stolen base record is as close to a lock as you can get. Cy Young's win record, Wayne Gretzky's points record. I mean, those are, if you're talking about realistically, the way the sports have gone, untouchable records. Pitchers don't get wins like they did when Cy Young. Listen, pitchers haven't gotten wins the way they did when Cy Young played in more than half a century. 1-0 pitch is at the knees, a called strike to LJ Talley. And similarly, base runners don't attempt steals at anywhere near the rate that they have for a lot of baseball history. Here's a pop-up, foul territory, over to the warning track and making the catch, David Fry. Fry crashed into the field tarp there on the third baseline, but held on to the baseball for a big out number two. Tally had gone two for two in Now we go back to the top of the order for Otto Lopez. First pitch is over but low. Ricky Henderson has 1,406 stolen bases. Almost 500 more than Lou Brock in second place. The pitch. Fastball high and away. So the percentage above second place is almost obscene. Nobody's ever going to do it. Next pitch is fisted down the right field line, foul and out of play. Your active leader. I guess we still call him active. He keeps bouncing around and playing for a lot of AAA teams. D. Strange Gordon has 336. So he'd need about 1,100 more. Next offering is a high chopper on the third base side. Fry's got it, goes to second for the force out, and that'll do it for the Bisons here in the sixth inning. They get a couple of base runners, but bring neither of them home, and the Clippers still lead it 6-1 as we go to the seventh.
Hit the road in style this summer in the all-new 2022 Mitsubishi Outlander from Columbus Mitsubishi North. Get a sleek exterior and award-winning interior with seating for seven, plus an industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. Drive one today with a 2.9% APR for 36 months during the summer sales event at Columbus Mitsubishi North on North High in Worthington. Visit us at columbusmitsu.com or see dealer for details. Offer ends 9/30/22.
Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and Header Heating and Cooling offer up to $500 off select Tempstar systems. Call Header at 614-784-9200 or visit headerheating.com for more information. No one has ever regretted being comfortable.
We need someone to be there, knowing they'll always care. Someone who lights your way each and every day. Doing what you love is everything, so we can celebrate the joy it brings. There's so much to protect in our lives. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
I think it's just vapor.
Vaping is safer than smoking, isn't it?
One vape pod has as much nicotine as one pack of cigarettes. Get your head out of the cloud. Talk to your kid about vaping. Visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Top seven, 6-1. Clippers on top for the Buffalo Bisons. Both teams into the bullpen, but the Clippers are going to another starter. Tanner Tully out there. Theoretically could go the rest of the way as long as he is effective. Eric Yardley is on to pitch for Buffalo. Sidewinding right-hander will face Gabriel Arias, George Valera, and Nolan Jones at a minimum here in the seventh inning. Arias batting .227 on the year. 11 home runs. He's 0-for-3 in this ballgame. First pitch, he swings and fouls it on the third base side, 0-1. Arias is fly to right, grounded to the shortstop, and fouled out down the left field line. The pitch. Fouled back to the screen to make it 0-2. With Arias, the Guardians are in something of a quandary, which is, in all likelihood, the reason behind moving him around defensively. In my mind, He's absolutely capable of playing shortstop defensively at the major league level at a high level. He can certainly play third base as well and second base, but they're playing him in left field and in first base. Swings here and misses at the 1-2. He's down on strikes. The quandary for the Guardians is you've got all these middle infield prospects coming up behind Arias. And at the major league level, in front of Arias right now, you've got both of your keystone combos. Rosario and Jimenez capable of playing shortstop. Certainly Jimenez can play short. And they have worked so well together. Rosario's been great. He's beloved in that clubhouse. Jimenez made the all-star team this year. And Arias is just kind of getting sandwiched. Valera takes a first pitch ball. The next is just off the outside corner, 2-0. Too much talent, a good problem to have, no doubt about it. 2-0 pitch. That's a strike call on the outside corner, 2-1. Guardians have one of the top-ranked farm systems in all of baseball. But a good chunk of those players play the same position. 2-1. Hit hard, but foul down the left field line, out of play. Valera, in terms of position players, is the Guardians' top prospect. Next pitch, off speed, high. Valera batting 241 for the Clippers, but he's got some power and he has shown it. 868 OPS. Breaking ball inside, almost hit him. It's ball four. So for Yardley, a strikeout, now a walk, and now Nolan Jones to the plate. Clippers right fielder has reached base three times, two singles and a walk. And Jones is another one of those players who had a position coming up and was adept at it at third base. But long-term contract extension for Jose Ramirez means the hot corner is spoken for the better part of the next decade. So you want to get Nolan Jones to the major leagues to hit, you got to find him a different place to play. It's been right field this year. Last year, dabbled at first base just a bit. Listen, he's got a first baseman's frame. You provide a big target over there, but boy, do you waste a cannon of an arm. First pitch to him is a strike. Here comes the next. Breaking ball, misses the outside corner, 1-1. Jones, when he first went to the outfield, looked like an infielder trying to play the outfield, but pretty quickly, he has adapted and looked good out there. Next pitch is over but low, 2-1. Now, does he look like Miles Straw in the outfield? No. But for somebody learning a brand new position, it's gone pretty well in a relatively short period of time. 2-1 offering, hit a ton. High in the air, deep to right field. Tsutsugo back at the warning track, and that one's going to go into the first row of the bleacher picnic tables. Nolan Jones with his third home run of this series. This a two-run shot, and it makes it 8-1 Columbus. Just kept carrying and carrying a high arcing home run. Valera touches home in front of him, throws up his hands, and double high fives for Nolan Jones. That pitch came in right at the knees. And Jones, with familiar uppercut, left-handed swing, punched it over the right field wall. Here's Ernie Clement. First pitch inside to the second baseman for ball one. And that's why you want Nolan Jones in the major leagues. He can hit. Clement tops one foul on the third base side. And it's good to see for Nolan, because when he came up last year to AAA for the first time, he was the top prospect in the organization. And he struggled badly for most of the season. About the last month, it seemed like he had started to figure some things out. He was rolling offensively, and then came that bad leg injury that ended the season prematurely. Clement swings and skies one to straightaway center field. Lucas is right there. He'll make the catch. Two down. And David Fry to the plate. Fry with a single and a run scored back in the fourth inning. Then he walked with the bases loaded in the fifth, getting him his 61st RBI of the season. Bases empty here. First pitch swing and he fouls it down the right field line for strike one. Eight runs for the Clippers on nine hits. One run on five hits for the home team Bisons. Next pitch fouled away again. Another good crowd on hand here on this Saturday night. They were about 10,000 strong last night. Big fireworks display after the ball game. Crowd was into it in the ninth as Buffalo completed the shutout. Check swing by Fry. He didn't go. But check swings have been ruled strikes so often in this series that all of the Bisons were headed off the field. Just saw a replay. Here comes the 1-2 pitch, and that's low. The replay was from the third base dugout camera, and it was pointed right at the Clippers dugout. And as the appeal was made, the entire coaching staff looked to the right at the same time to see what the first base umpire was going to say and then just breathed a collective sigh of relief. It won't matter here. 2-2 pitch hit on the ground to the shortstop, Lopez. He's got it, throws to first in time for out number three. Nolan Jones, a two-run home run, makes it an 8-1 Clippers lead.
Giant Eagle is your go-to for summer's freshest flavors. With daily deliveries of sweet corn on the cob, perfectly ripe melons, and just picked berries. And don't forget hand-cut steaks and sustainable seafood for the grill. Get summer's freshest at Giant Eagle. Giant Eagle is your go-to for summer's freshest flavors. With daily deliveries of sweet corn on the cob, perfectly ripe melons, and just picked berries. And don't forget hand-cut steaks and sustainable seafood for the grill. Get summer's freshest at Giant Eagle.
What makes Donatos Donatos? Not just freshness, not just deliciousness, edge to edgeness. From fresh sliced veggies to family recipe sausage, aged smoked provolone, and that famous Donatos pepperoni. When it comes to toppings, nobody tops Donatos. And Donatos isn't just for pizza night. With salads, subs, wings, and more, Donatos has lots of deliciousness to go around, all around the bases. Donatos. Every piece is important.
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Oh, wow. How's that?
Hey, hi. I signed up for a checking and savings account online, but and the app is great, but I'd still like to be able to go to my local Huntington branch. How does that work?
Actually, you don't have to choose. Just keep using the app, and then anytime you want a face-to-face chat with a banker, you're always welcome at any Huntington branch.
Wow, best of both worlds. Thanks.
You bet. Thanks for banking with Huntington.
Learn more at Huntington.com/app. Welcome.
Clippers up by seven runs here against the Buffalo Bisons. Tanner Tully back to the hill. 2-3-4 in the Buffalo batting order. Spencer Horwitz has been aboard three times today. Single, double, and base on balls. Have eight runs on nine hits. The Bisons have one run on five hits. Lefty-lefty matchup, and the first pitch is over but low for ball one. Next pitch, hit in the air to left field, deep. Valera back, tracking it to the warning track and makes the catch for out number one. Horwitz put away for the first time tonight, brings up Zach Collins. International League scoreboard presented by Huntington Bank. Smart savings tools, earlier access to your pay and extra cash on standby. Welcome to New Huntington, where banking is being reinvented. First pitch in there for a called strike to Collins, 0-1. Top of the sixth inning in Syracuse. The Mets lead the Worcester Red Sox 5-3. Lehigh Valley leading at home 4-1 against the visiting Gwinnett Stripers. Next pitch, swung on and missed, 0-2. Norfolk and Jacksonville, one apiece down in Florida, top of the seventh inning. 0-2. Missed outside. Louisville and Toledo scoreless at Fifth Third Field. They've gone to the top of the sixth. Top four in Indianapolis. Indy leads Rochester 4-0. Next offering from Tully. High and tight. Two balls and two strikes. St. Paul and Iowa, one apiece at Principal Park on the banks of the Raccoon River. Top of the fifth inning. Bottom three in Memphis. The Redbirds lead the Charlotte Knights 1-0. Rain delay in Omaha. The Storm Chasers and Rail Riders haven't gotten going yet. And the game we're keeping our eye on is in the top of the fourth inning at Durham Bulls Athletic Park after a rain delay. Nashville leading 3-0. There's a ground ball past the mound. Up the middle and through for a base knock. So Collins aboard with a single. His first base hit of the ball game brings up Rafael Lantigua. Clippers just can't seem to run down those Nashville Sounds. That's a very, very good AAA team. They've got solid veteran pitching. They've got good hitting. No surprise then that they've got the best record in AAA. First pitch, foul on the third base side, 0-1. Tully from the high set. He drives to the plate and gets a called strike on the inside corner. The Clippers have the second best record in AAA. They have a better record than the Oklahoma City Dodgers, who lead the Pacific Coast League East Division, and a better record than Reno. AAA Diamondbacks, who lead the West with a 68-53 mark. Comes the 1-2. Outside, 2-2. Lantigua, the cleanup man tonight, is 0-3 so far. Clippers with a big lead in the late innings. The pitch. Checked his swing and a pitch outside, and the appeal is denied, 3-2. Collins is not a swift base runner. Buffalo does like to be aggressive on the bags. He's not going on the payoff pitch, and it is just inside for ball four. So put him at first and second for Nathan Lucas. First pitch to the left-handed batter is swung on and missed. Lucas has had a pretty good series, generally speaking, but tonight he's 0-3 with a pair of strikeouts. Next offering, he chased a high offering, 0-2. He's the first man that Tully faced back in the fifth inning. Tully got the final out. Peyton Badenfield had seen his pitch count run up to 98, and so he came out after 4 2/3. Andy Tracy certainly hoping that Tanner Tully can polish off the final 4 1/3 innings. Keep the Clippers on top. Next pitch to Lucas, hit high in the air to left field. Valera drifting over toward the line, crosses into foul territory and makes the catch for the second out. There's Yoshi Tsutsugo. Tsutsugo has reached twice today, walked and scored back in the second inning. And had a leadoff double in the sixth, though he never left second base. First pitch to him, he swings and fouls it to the upper deck on the third base side. Long look in from Tully. Got his sign and goes to work. And misses inside for ball one. Next pitch, that's high and tight. Two balls, one strike. Can't wait to get home to take on the Iowa Cubs. Back at Huntington Park, of course, the season is going to go until late September. So you'll have plenty of opportunities to see the Clippers before the season comes to a close. Iowa visits August 30 through September 4. And then Omaha comes to town September 13th through the 18th. Now, we've got several time of game changes in September. September 3rd, originally scheduled for a 5:05 first pitch on Saturday. That game has become a 12:05 first pitch. Ohio State playing Notre Dame that evening, so Clippers have moved their game time up to 12:05. Three games against Omaha changed from their originally scheduled start time when the schedule was released over the offseason. The 14th, it'll be a 6:35. Again on Saturday, the 17th. Again moving the game up to 12:05 and 12:05 on Sunday for the wrap-up as well. Tully delivers, and it is high and away, 3-1. The final homestand of the season is just a three-gamer against Indianapolis, September 26, 27, and 28. 3-1 pitch from Tully, fouled away. Fills the count against Tsutsugo. The next pitch will be number 50 for Tully already. There go the runners. Here it comes, and called ball four. Good pitch. Loads him up now for Stevie Berman. Berman is 0-2. He walked back in the second inning. Tully delivers, and a foul ball on the third base side makes it 0-1. Well, the hitters, I'm sure, are quite fond of the strike zone tonight. The pitchers, less so. Tully battling here. And the seventh inning goes to work. And that pitch is in for a called strike, 0-2. Justin Garza warming up for the Clippers. 0-2 offering, and it's fouled straight back to the screen. Clippers have, after tomorrow, two more road series. Go to Louisville September 6th through the 11th and back to the Glass City in Toledo 20th through the 25th. And there will be a doubleheader on September 22nd. It'll start at 5 o'clock because of the rainout at Huntington Park last Sunday. So the Clippers have a doubleheader against Toledo. We also have a doubleheader against Indianapolis. I forgot about that. That's not going to be a three-game series. It'll be a four-gamer. 1-2 pitch outside, 2-2. And so Tully, not quite there yet, but he's going to run up against that 30-pitch limit if he's not careful here in the seventh. The 2-2. And on the ground, foul on the third base side. Well, for both teams, those borderline pitches being called balls far more often than strikes tonight have forced pitch counts way up. Time called now. Tully steps off the back of the rubber. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Tully pumps the fist as he comes off the field, stranding three base runners. It is still an 8-1 Clippers lead as we go to the eighth.
Stay cool this summer. Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and American Air offer no payments and no interest financing for 12 months with approved credit. Call American Air at 614-851-0099 or visit AmericanAirHeating.com for more information. American Air, protecting your comfort for over 30 years.
Let's be real. Mopping is a hassle. You have to fill the bucket, pushing a wet, heavy mop around, then cleaning the mop when you're done so it doesn't grow bacteria. A hassle on top of a hassle. Try Swiffer WetJet. With Swiffer WetJet, you start with a fresh pad and cleaning solution every time. And when you're done, you just toss the pad. Swiffer WetJet. The faster, easier, cleaner way to clean your floors.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. Thinking about gas mileage? If your check engine light is on, it may be affecting your MPGs, but the free AutoZone Fix Finder service can help. With the most complete free warning light report backed by technician-verified fixes, you'll know what's affecting your gas mileage and more, and you don't have to drive too far to find the fix. The free AutoZone Fix Finder service is available at all 6,200 stores.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
See details at AutoZone.com.
The Ohio National Guard Scholarship Program could pay 100% of your college tuition. Eligibility starts as soon as you enlist. Learn more at NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Ohio Army National Guard, aired by the Ohio Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Foster Griffin on the pitch for Buffalo as we go to the eighth inning. Fans, present your valid AAA member card for ticket and souvenir discounts and free inflatable games for the kids on AAA member nights at Huntington Park. Next one coming up Wednesday, August 31st, against the Iowa Cubs. Trent Brooks, 1-for-3 with a run scored, will lead things off against Foster Griffin. Griffin started the year with Omaha. Saw him with the Storm Chasers, for whom he pitched 20 games to a 1.93 earned run average. In Buffalo, he's making his 10th appearance. He's got an ERA of 2.38. In a Bison's uniform, 10 walks, 3 strikeouts, and 11 in the third innings. The lefty goes to work on Brooks and throws a fastball for a called strike over the outside corner. It's 0-1. The pitch. Breaking ball inside, and it hit him. Well, Brooks says it hit him. Home plate umpire says, not so fast. Get on back here. Brooks with a sheepish grin as he digs back in. Said, listen, it was close, right? 1-1, hit high in the air and deep to center field. Lucas ranging back, still back at the warning track. He makes the catch, two steps shy of the wall for out number one. Brooks hit it to a big part of the ballpark and came up just shy. Clippers fans, you can get a free on-your-side review from Nationwide and a local agent. We'll work with you so you can get customized coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Nationwide is on your side. Here's Will Brennan. 2-for-4 with a home run and a triple. 5 runs batted in. It's been the star of the game so far. The pitch. Weak wave and a breaking ball. 1-1. 309 batting average. 6 homers, 55 batted in. Takes just down with a fastball. 2-1. No one has more hits in the International League since he first stepped foot on a AAA diamond than Will Brennan. His 2 hits tonight give him 91 over that span. Two pitch, hit up the middle, that's through for a base knock. Brennan has a 3-hit game. Hopefully kick-starting him back on a hot stretch. It's his 10th 3-hit game in a Clippers uniform this year. Far and away the most of anybody on this team. He has 26 multi-hit games on the season. 2 ahead of David Fry. There's a swing and a pop-up from Brian Rocchio. The first pitch he sees to shallow center field. It's Lucas. He's there to make the catch. So Fry might have an opportunity to bat if the Clippers extend some innings here. There's 2 outs in the 8th. And his spot in the batting order is 6 slots away, so he would have an opportunity to get a multi-hit day. The Clippers would really have to put something together to bring Brennan back to the plate with a chance to hit for the cycle. Bo Naylor takes a fastball strike over the outside corner, 0-1. Next pitch, fastball away. The last Clipper to hit for the cycle, by the way, was back in 2015. Zach Walters did it on September 17th at Indianapolis, the playoff game. One ball, 2 strikes, the count to Naylor. Here comes the pitch. And it bounces in the dirt. Brennan heads for second, and he is in on the wild pitch. In scoring position now for Naylor. Bo has 1 hit today. He's reached twice. And he has scored 1 run. Pitch to him is a heater away. Full count now to the Clippers catcher. Clippers have drawn 5 walks today. 4 of them came in the 5th inning. The only other walk was George Valera in the 7th. He came home on Nolan Jones' home run And here's a pitch up out of the zone on 3-2 for ball four. So Naylor's aboard for the third time today, second time on ball four. It's Gabriel Arias. Arias is one of just two Clippers to not reach base tonight. Ryan Rocchio is the other. Griffin from the high set goes to work in the first pitch. Is tapped out toward the mound. Griffin's got it. Strong throw to first in time. And the Clippers are retired here in the eighth inning. No runs, one hit, two men left aboard. Bottom eight coming up after this. Clippers on top by an 8-1 score.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment in only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Columbus fans, leave room for dessert because Perry's Ice Cream, that's Perry's, P-E-R-R-Y-S, is a proud sponsor of the Clippers. Perry's slow-cooked, one-batch-at-a-time ice cream is made for indulgence, with signature flavors like Panda Paws, featuring creamy vanilla with thick fudge swirls and peanut butter-filled paws. Every moment is better with Perry's. Next time you're cheering on the Clippers at Huntington Park, hit concessions for the good stuff. Not at the game? Ask for Perry's at your favorite scoop shop, grocery store, or visit perryscream.com to find the location nearest you. Life is a bowl of Perry's.
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Hi, I'm calling with the asterisk free checking from your commercial. How long does the free trial run before fees start?
Oh, our asterisk free checking is always free to open and never requires a minimum balance.
Really? Never? Like never ever?
Yep, never ever.
That's actually fantastic. Thanks.
Thank you for banking with Huntington.
Learn more at huntington.com/checking. Welcome to Huntington.
Bottom of the eighth inning, 8-9-1 due up for the Buffalo Bisons, and a new pitcher on to face him. Nick Michalogic will toss. Justin Garza was warming up a little while ago, but it's Michalogic that comes on for the eighth inning. Right-hander from Florida will face Cullen Large, who has walked twice today, officially 0-for-1. And L.J. Talley, and then back to the top of the order for Otto Lopez. 8 runs for the Clippers on 10 hits. 1 run on just 5 hits. 6 hits, actually, for the Buffalo Bisons. Neither team has committed an error. It's a Buffalo team that doesn't score a lot of runs, and they do it by stringing hits together. First game of the series, they hit 4 home runs, and that was the most they have hit in a game all season long. As a general rule, they don't hit many homers. They have 76, far and away the fewest in the International League. That's 31 fewer than Gwinnett and Indianapolis, who are tied for 18th in the International League, just ahead of Buffalo. First pitch from Michalogic, ball. The next is a breaking ball that's above the zone, 2-0. Cullen Large, a 244 batting average on the season. The pitch in there for a called strike. Breaking ball at 85 miles per hour. Pepsi pitch speed of the game. Track the speed of every pitch on the Pepsi radar gun at Huntington Park. Now the 2-1. Swung on and fouled away. Logic working very quickly here. Making his 38th appearance for the Clippers this year. That is tops on the team. Michalogic has 4 wins, 2 losses, and a .343 earned run average. 4 saves and 5 chances. Strikeout per inning. Walks have been up a little bit lately. Next pitch, fastball. Called third strike on the outside corner. Large is put away. I bring up L.J. Talley.
Third baseman number 21, L.J. Talley.
Left-handed batter. Mikologic ready, goes to work, and it's right down Main Street for a called strike. Mikologic has been very tough on lefties this year, just a 163 batting average against. Next pitch is hit hard to the right field corner. It's going to be a foul ball. Talley, left-handed batter, got out in front, and it's 0-2. Righty's hitting 232 against the right-hander Mikologic, so that's a pretty good batting average against, but nowhere near as good as his results against left-handers. Next offering, hit on the ground, up the middle. Who's it going to be? Third baseman Fry cuts in front of Roquiel, throws to first with a pirouette in time for the out. Well, I think either Clipper defender on the left side there had a chance to get an out. Roquiel's momentum was taking him away from first, and Fry's toward it. Made the play for out number two. Otto Lopez 0 for 4 so far today. Fly out, pop out, strike out, and ground out. Breaking ball for Mikologic and a dandy. In for a called strike, makes it 0-1. Next pitch, off speed, swing and a miss, 0-2. Two dastardly pitches there for Mikologic. Right-hander working quickly, has his sign, he fires. And it's a line drive rising over the head of the shortstop, Roquiel, and into left field for a base hit. Home crowd likes that. Lopez aboard for the first time today. Keeps it going for Spencer Horwitz, who's been on three times. Single, double, walk. Officially 2 for 3.
Spencer Horwitz.
8-1, Clippers on top. Buffalo scored first, but the Clippers have rattled off 8 unanswered. First pitch, off speed, big swing and a miss. Buffalo has only scored one run after the fourth inning in this entire series. The pitch. Tried to hold up a check swing, couldn't do it. Clippers won game three by a 9-6 score. Buffalo got to within a run in the seventh inning, scoring one run in that frame. But outside of that, from the fourth inning and after, let's see. Game one. Four runs in the first. Five runs in the fourth. Check that. They scored one run in the fifth, but the Clippers beat them 11-10. So from beyond inning number four, the Bisons have scored two runs for the entirety of this series. 0-2 pitch is in the dirt, 1-2. Clippers bullpen has done a very, very nice job. Tanner Tully, by the way, 2 1/3 innings tonight. No runs, 2 hits, walk 3, struck out 2. Mikologic throws the 1-2 pitch. Called inside. Great card on the strike zone tonight is not going to look good. Next pitch, fouled off the facing of the Clippers dugout. One hop right out to Gabriel Arias. He fields it standing on the first base bag, but that doesn't count. Naylor sets the mitt. Throw goes to first, and the runner is back with a head first dive. Next offering over but low, full count. Michael Ogic off the back of the rubber. Gets a handful of rosin, now bent at the waist, dangles that right arm as he looks in for his sign. He's got it. He throws it. And it's a line drive into left field for a base knock. Valera trying to cut it off. He will. Fires in to second base. That'll keep the runner at first. The runner, of course, from first was in motion. And so Lopez will go first to third. Great play out there by Valera to get to it before it goes to the wall. If it does, it's a run and a double. And he saves both of those things. So Horowitz, who should have been out on a called third strike, instead is at first base. And they're on the corners for Zach Collins. Collins, a dangerous hitter, no doubt about that. He's got one hit tonight and four trips to the plate. Triangle shift on against him with Ernie Clement in shallow right field. Michael Ogic delivers a fastball outside, 1-0. Peyton Badfield, the starter, was good for the Clippers tonight, but because of the pitch count, couldn't get through five. Tanner Tully saw his pitch count run up. Went two and a third innings in a piggyback situation. Swing and a miss makes it 1-1 to Collins. Strikeout in the first and the third. Ground out in the fifth, a single in the seventh. 1-1 pitch. Fouled back. And it's 1-2. That ball got to the seats in a hurry. Michael Ogic again ahead in the count. Michael Ogic steps off the back of the rubber as the runner from third was getting about halfway up the line. There's nobody anywhere near him. And so Lopez can get as big a lead as he wants. He could take off for home right now. The pitch. Breaking ball, swing and a miss, it won't matter. Strike three. Collins is out. And that will turn away the Bisons here in the eighth inning. We go to the ninth. Clippers on top, 8-1.
We need someone to be there, knowing they'll always care. Someone who lights your way each and every day. Doing what you love is everything, so we can celebrate the joy it brings. There's so much to protect in our lives. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and Header Heating and Cooling offer up to $500 off select Tempstar systems. Call Header at 614-784-9200 or visit headerheating.com for more information. No one has ever regretted being comfortable.
Hit the road in style this summer in the all-new 2022 Mitsubishi Outlander from Columbus Mitsubishi North. Get a sleek exterior and award-winning interior with seating for seven, plus an industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. Drive one today with a 2.9% APR for 36 months during the summer sales event at Columbus Mitsubishi North on North High in Worthington. Visit us at columbusmitsu.com or see dealer for details. Offer ends 9/30/22.
To protect his family from disaster, Steve used his camera phone.
Done.
By taking pictures of his important documents, Steve can always have them stored online. Learn more simple disaster prep tips at ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Your home for Clippers baseball is Fox Sports 920 WMNI Columbus.
Clippers up big, 8-1 as we go to the ninth inning. Vinny Natoli is on to pitch. Foster Griffin went an inning. Walked a man, gave up a hit, but no runs. For the Clippers here in the ninth inning, it's George Valera, Nolan Jones, and Ernie Clement do up. Justin Garza getting loose for the Clippers in the bullpen. Looks like he'll pitch the ninth. See if the Clippers can tack on to this lead here. George Valera walked and scored back in the seventh inning, officially 0 for 3. First pitch is a breaking ball. He tried to hold up his swing, couldn't do it. Clippers trailed 1-0 after two innings. Came out in the third and got a two-run home run from Will Brennan. And right now, that's the difference. Valeras cuts through a high fastball, 0-2. So that Brennan home run was big, but the Brennan three-run triple in the fourth inning broke it open. It's the Phoenix Bats' big hit of the game. Phoenix Bats, your hometown bat company, and the official bat of the Clippers. Next pitch. Sharp breaking ball, but down and in. Natoli started the year in the Yankees system, pitching for Scranton Wilkes-Barre. His 1-2, Bender is outside. Made 22 appearances for the Rail Riders, a 3.44 ERA. This is his 10th game for Buffalo. And his earned run average has been a little bit better at 3.12. 13 strikeouts in shy of 9 innings. So he strikes him out at a pretty high rate. Here's the 2-2. Lifted foul, out of play. The Clippers do not strike out much. And listen, folks, that's a relative term. Because if you put them in baseball 20 years ago, 30 years ago, going back any farther than that, they strike out a ton. But relative to baseball in 2022, the Clippers are a contact team. Here's a high fly ball in straightaway center field. Lucas drifts back and now starts to come back in. He'll make the catch for out number one. Columbus has struck out four times tonight. And as a team, the Clippers have struck out fewer times than any other International League team. Only they and the Charlotte Knights are below 1,000 for the year. The Knights are at 994, the Clippers at 934. First pitch to Nolan Jones. In for a called strike. Jones has had a great night. Single, single, walk, homer. Two runs scored, two batted in. Takes inside, and it's 1-1. For the Clippers, 60 strikeouts less than second place Charlotte. Next offering, breaking ball, hit the outside corner, 1-2. Jones waits, Natoli pitches, and it's a swing and a miss. Put a fastball by him for strike three. Jones retired for the first time today. Two down for Ernie Clement. Clippers second baseman is 1-for-3 officially, had a single and a run scored back in the fourth, and also walked in the fifth inning. Walking is something the Clippers do a lot of. There's a called strike, 0-1. For a big chunk of the season, they led the International League, but the walks have fallen off a little bit recently. So I believe they sit in fourth place overall. Clement swings and fouls one right back to the screen. And he's in an 0-2 hole. Those walks are why the Clippers have such a good team on base percentage. 0-2. Check swing. He went. Home plate umpire said so. The Clippers go 1-2-3 in the top of the ninth inning. Last chance coming up for Buffalo after this. The Clippers lead them 8-1.
I don't hydrate like everyone else because I'm not everyone else. They drink what they're told to drink. I drink what helps me rehydrate and recover. Pedialyte Sport, because it works. And so do I. Hydration beyond the hype.
Three times the electrolytes and half the sugar. Pedialyte powder packs. Feel better fast.
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Hi, I'm calling with the asterisk free checking from your commercial. How long does the free trial run before fees start?
Oh, our asterisk free checking is always free to open and never requires a minimum balance.
Really? Never? Like never ever?
Yep, never ever.
That's actually fantastic. Thanks.
Thank you for banking with Huntington.
Learn more at Huntington.com/checking. Welcome to Huntington.
I say this to a lot of our patients. You know, they'll thank us. They'll say, thank you for being so kind. Thank you for making me smile. Thank you for making me laugh. That's what I like to do. However, I always like to explain to them, thank you for blessing us. Because you're trusting us with your care. So we're in this together. We take care of you. You take care of us. And that's what my karma is about. I'm Holly, and I'm a customer service representative at Mount Carmel.
Justin Garza here to slam the door for the Clippers. Rafael Antigua to lead things off for Buffalo. Nathan Lucas, Yoshi Tsutsugo to follow. Clippers on top, 8-1. About hit the Bisons 10-8. Buffalo's left 14 men on base today. The Clippers have a big lead. They have had to pitch around a lot of traffic in this one. Justin Garza, 2-2 in 26 appearances, a .455 earned run average, 29 strikeouts in 29 innings against 15 walks. After a slow start, getting back from an injury, knocked the rust off and pitched very, very well. He had a hiccup a couple of appearances ago, but by and large, he has been very good for the Clippers so far this season. Opponents hitting just .210 against the right-hander. Garza, 5'10", 170-pounder from Glendora, California. Pitched himself to the major leagues a season ago, taken off the 40-man roster over the offseason. Lantigua, 0-3 with a walk. First pitch to him is a fastball right down Main Street at 95 for a called strike one. Next pitch. Fastball tight. Infield pretty much straight up. The outfield shades the right-handed batter the opposite way. The 1-1 pitch hit the opposite way. A fly ball to shallow right center field. Who's it going to be? Nolan Jones is there to make the catch for out number one. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the Columbus Clippers. May not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Columbus Clippers. One down for the left-handed batting Nathan Lucas, who takes just off the outside corner for ball one. Lucas held in check tonight. Couple of strikeouts, a ground out, and a flyout. 1-0 pitch. He takes a big swing and fouls it away up onto the roof. Rolls back down. And caught up by the E's. One pitch coming from Garza. Swing and a miss. Fastball by him. Garza head 1-2. Delivers inside. Almost hit him. balls, two strikes to the center fielder. The wind and the 2-2 pitch. Fouled away again on the left field side. Xavion Curry takes the hill tomorrow for the Clippers, looking to bounce back from a Game 1 start here that didn't go his way. It'll be another bullpen day for the Bisons. Thomas Hatch, Casey Lawrence, the only two starters allowed to go more than two innings. Next pitch, good, off speed. Swung on and missed, strike three. Lucas is a strikeout victim. Justin Garza is one out away from putting this one to bed. Yoshi Tsutsugo is the batter. He's got one hit and four trips to the plate tonight, officially one for two with a couple of walks. He has scored the lone Bison's run. He walked in the second inning, came home on an LJ Talley single. First pitch, heater off the outside corner. Next pitch, swing and a miss. One count. Garza right back to it. It's a swing and a miss at the off speed. Make it one and two. Garza fires and just missed. Two balls, two strikes. Clippers the win tonight, have a chance to take the series tomorrow. One strike away from a big victory. Garza twirls and deals, and when the home crowd says, "What are you doing?" That's all you need to know about the strike zone tonight. Three balls, two strikes. The pitch. Breaking ball, check swing. Did he go? No. Ball four. Well, Clippers pitchers have walked eight tonight. And a handful of those, at least, are tough. Tsutsugo has three of those eight walks. This guy, Stevie Berman, has one back in the second inning. First pitch to him is outside for ball one. Next pitch, hit foul, out of play on the right side. Another late souvenir for the folks that have stuck around. This ball game just hit the three-hour mark. Second time in this series we've gone to 3 hours. Now, the first game went extra innings, but it was more than three before we got to the 10th. 1-1 pitch, swing and a miss at a fastball, 1-2. By my count, over 350 pitches in this game. There's a high fly ball to the gap in right center field. That's going to get down and go all the way to the wall off the bat of Stevie Berman. Tsutsugo rounding third, and he will score without a throw. So Berman with an RBI double gets Buffalo a run. Runner in scoring position, and this ball game is not over. Colin Large to the plate. swings and misses at the first pitch. Called strike 0-2. The pitch. Check swinging a pitch in the dirt. Did he go? He did. That's the ball game. Clippers win it 8-2 tonight. Clippers fans, ring your bells. Columbus threw 200 pitches. But in the end, they needed him for the win. 8-2, the final score. We'll be back after this for the postgame show.
Switch to Spectrum Mobile and get unlimited data for only $29.99 per month each when you get two or more lines. You could save hundreds on your mobile bill. Plus, there are no added taxes, hidden fees, and no contracts. Try the Spectrum Mobile Savings Calculator today, and in three easy steps, you'll see how much you could save. Visit SpectrumMobile.com/save. Offer valid for new customers on two or more unlimited lines. Spectrum Internet required. Restrictions apply. Visit SpectrumMobile.com for details.
You think buckling up is a personal choice? That it doesn't hurt anyone else? You would be wrong. Your choice could shatter the lives of your family, friends, and everyone you know. That's why we enforce seatbelt laws, to save lives. Think about that every time you drive. Buckling up isn't just a good idea, it's a choice between surviving a crash or not. Make sure you and everyone in the vehicle buckles up every time. Click it or ticket. Paid for by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
What makes Donatos Donatos? Not just freshness, not just deliciousness, edge to edgeness. From fresh sliced veggies to family recipe sausage, aged smoked provolone, and that famous Donatos pepperoni. When it comes to toppings, nobody tops Donatos. And Donatos isn't just for pizza night. With salads, subs, wings, and more, Donatos has lots of deliciousness to go around, all around the bases. Donatos, every piece is important.
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Hi, I'm calling with the asterisk free checking from your commercial. How long does the free trial run before fees start?
Oh, our asterisk free checking is always free to open and never requires a minimum balance.
Really? Never? Like never ever?
Yep, never ever.
That's actually fantastic. Thanks.
Thank you for banking with Huntington.
Learn more at Huntington.com/checking. Welcome to Huntington.
You've been listening to Columbus Clippers Baseball.
And Columbus continues to pour it on. Now it is 9-0.
Clippers Baseball is brought to you in part by AEP Energy, Aldi, Budweiser, Columbia Gas, Donato's Pizza, Great Clips, Hollywood Casino, Huntington Bank, Mount Carmel Health, Nationwide Insurance, the Ohio Department of Public Safety, Pedialyte, Pepsi, Perry's Ice Cream, Spectrum, and White Claw. Now it's time for the Clippers postgame show, presented by Spectrum. Switch to Spectrum Mobile and get unlimited data for only $29.99 a month each when you get two or more lines. Visit SpectrumMobile.com for details.
Hit to center field. That is going to fall in for a base knock. Clement with his second AAA hit, and this will produce two runs.
Stay tuned for the game recap, highlights, and scores from around AAA in the major leagues. Let's go back to the ballpark.
Well, the Clippers win it tonight by a final score of 8-2 against the Buffalo Bisons here at Salem Field. Buffalo, as they have done in each of the first five games in this series, they scored first, but it was only one run tonight. They got a run in their half of the second inning, and after that, it was all Clippers all the time. Will Brennan got him on top with a two-run home run in the third inning. That would not turn out to be the game-winning hit with Buffalo scoring a run in the ninth. The game winner would also belong, though, to Will Brennan. He came up with the bases loaded and two outs in the fourth and produced again. Hatch deals, and it's hit to right field. Tsutsugo chasing. It's going to get by him. One run is in. Here comes another. Fry being waved around. Brennan hits second, heading for third. He'll be in with a triple, and it's a three-run hit for the Clippers center fielder. That made it 5-0. The Clippers will get another run in the fifth. two more runs in the seventh inning on a Nolan Jones home run, and the Clippers would hang on a long night here at the ballpark. 368 combined pitches for the two teams in an 8-2 Clippers win. Here's the final tallies. The Clippers, 8 runs, 10 hits, no errors, and 8 men left aboard for the Buffalo Bisons. 2 runs, 9 hits, no errors, and they stranded 15. Tanner Tully gets the win. He's 8-3 on the season. Thomas Hatch falls to 7-7 with the loss. The game took 3 hours and 2 minutes to play here at Salem Field, and the Clippers are up 3-2 heading into the wrap-up tomorrow at 1:05. We'll take the air for the Spectrum pregame show at 1 o'clock, and I hope that you'll be with us. For Kevin Minard back in the studio, this is Ryan Mitchell reminding you one final time from Buffalo, New York. The Clippers beat the Buffalo Bisons by a final score of 8-2. Thanks for listening. Good night, everybody.